Ooh, a map?
We on?
Yes, we're on.
Vitae Las Vegas, episode 3! Without Evan, thank God. Without Evan, yes. Evan is...
Best episode ever.
Maybe I can actually get some.
He may or may not join us later, who knows. But he is making a cock battery out of a potato.
A cock battery?
Clock. It's like a cock battery. Use your cock.
It's actually going
to be... We have a special guest star!
We can pause the recording if you
want
to tell
us now. Yeah,
you
don't want to record it.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. We're back.
Okay.
Bill's wife just needed to insult Mormons.
We just had, we had a religious interlude.
So I have printed out a rough map of Las Vegas Strip for reference in case it comes up.
Oh, good.
All right, let's go to Mexico.
So, you guys are at the Venetian.
I agree. Vegas fucking sucks.
It does fucking suck. It can't be any worse than Mexico.
We might have to fight a chupacabra.
But they also have cockfights there.
Mm-hmm. With batteries?
Yes.
Okay.
Use your context, Ross.
Don't make me spit up my drink. Okay,
potato-powered batteries.
For the benefit of the audience, we had a homework assignment over the week, but because of various things and Evan's daughter having a science project or something, I kind of just let it slide. And so what was going to be narrated over the course of the homework of 2 days will now be played out to a certain extent here. Let's see. So before we begin, I've got a little bit of feedback from Nick on what his character's mindset is. I got a bit from you. Uh-huh. Where is Lindsay at? What is she at this point?
She, I guess, doesn't really like being basically under the thumb of all these sort of gangs, sure. So to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So she is fine with leaving Las Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, where's Sam at?
Sam is kind of in the middle of that. Like, he's aware some people are, like, scouting places to stay and things like that, and maybe helping with that a little bit, but also fuck Las Vegas. Like, why are we here?
Yes! Like, who suggested this?
Like, let's go to fucking,
I will.
Dubuque and run that town. Like,
okay.
But some part of him just wants to fucking kill every Camarilla in town.
Yes.
Which seems strong.
Yes.
Just to flashback slightly, Las Vegas was ostensibly suggested by Gallatus back in the day, and that was this impetus.
Yeah.
No, although I'm blaming
it's not clear why he suggested it, right?
It was
Felix.
It was where we were running when we had money.
It was the author's force majeure.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of like set up the story.
Yeah,
it's not like he said go here. It said it was one thing he knew of. But anyway. Okay, so this session is going to be a little bit more open-ended than the last one because we're sort of a little bit all over the place. And for the sake of continuity, Evan's character, Vedder, will have said, I've got stuff to take care of, and he's taken off. And whether or not I resolve that with Evan tonight or email between now and next week, we'll figure that out.
I'm assuming he's just masturbating furiously.
That could be true.
We've been married too long, because that's the first thing that popped into my mind, too.
In the bathroom.
Okay.
And you guys are
talking about Evan or Vedder?
Yeah.
Both.
Yes. Well, he lost 2 points of humanity in a single night last week, which was crazy.
Jeez, and he's going to jack it out.
Yeah.
And I talked to Evan about that afterwards.
Self-love is the first love.
So I usually stop and think, do you let somebody lose more than one humanity in a single night? And I'm like, well, it's two different situations. So
yeah.
Okay. So, I have written up a little introduction of this for the sake of Star Wars opening crawl kind of thing. I don't have any other notes but into this thing. So, there's nothing that I haven't gone over before. Oh yeah, well, just as a reminder as always, if you do something cool over the course of the session, that might get you an extra XP, or if you take the time to add some flavor and narrate your character's actions or thoughts or whatever as we proceed, that also might raise some XP. Okay. After arriving on the cash-soaked shores of Las Vegas, the Sabbat Pack, because I don't have a name for your pack, because as far as I know, you haven't given me one. So it's the Sabbat Pack. The Sabbat Pack was inadvertently made pawns.
It's a failure of leadership right there.
It's true.
Okay, we'll be the Tri-Sigmas.
Okay. Actually, a chapter of which I will say is actually in Las Vegas. I looked this up.
I think that's also a failure of leadership, but yeah, it's a different failure. All
right, so let me make a edit here. Okay, there's that one. The tri-sigmas.
Okay. Oh, geez.
All right.
You guys let me lead.
Well, you got the sharp claws, so...
It's true, we still haven't seen yet.
Yep.
Well, maybe I don't have sharp claws.
They're probably lacquered with red nail polish. All right.
No, pink.
Yes, dear. After arriving on the cash-soaked shores of Las Vegas, the Tri-Sigmas were inadvertently made pawns in a conflict nearly as old as Sin City itself. With the Giovanni warring internally and the Camarilla Prince reportedly destroyed, cracks have formed in the power structure that has remained untested for nearly 70 years. Now, with 2 days of accommodations remaining at the Venetian, the Tri-Sigmas have the opportunity to plan their next moves, try to stake a claim of their own in a paradise of vice and excess, or make a hasty exit back onto the open road to seek their fortunes elsewhere. And make sure my phone didn't tell me something horrible.
You died of cancer.
I wouldn't be surprised. Okay.
Second time.
I'd be surprised if your phone told you died.
Oh, I know. Someone else. Okay. So that is where we are at presently. For narrative purposes, we'll say you guys are all in the hotel room. And it is the first of the last two nights you have in Las Vegas, at least at the Venetian, if nothing else. So everyone who hasn't already done so, take off 1 point of blood from your totals for having woken up.
I immediately call room service.
Okay. And you're talking to Joey.
Sure.
I get a spec line. What can I do for you?
Woke up a little hungry. You could send some rations up. That'd be appreciated.
Be a few minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. So you're sitting around the proverbial campfire.
I don't think they'll notice.
Give me a perception awareness roll.
Perception awareness.
Yeah, perception awareness. Does anybody else have awareness?
I have awareness.
Okay, anyone with awareness, give me perception awareness roll, difficulty 8.
Awareness.
Nope. I'm thinking about something else. You did botch, just failed. Okay.
Negative.
Okay.
I failed.
You botched by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm blind!
Well, so I usually only worry about botches when you're making an active attempt at something. So in this case, you just, nothing comes in. Okay. So, Vedder has already stated his intentions to go out and take care of some personal business or something. And
Jack, we don't have to get back later.
What are you guys up to at present, then?
Right, we need to get the fuck out of here.
I agree.
The city or the hotel?
First one, then the other.
We might have an opportunity here.
An opportunity to get bullied around by some bitch?
No, I think we all agree we need to leave the hotel. This is bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, we will be leaving the hotel. That's not...
Tonight.
You think tonight? We have another night, though, to stay.
First of all, we were supposed to have another week. That bitch changed our deal. You want to stay here? Get bossed around by her? Have Spider-Man spying on us all the time?
I don't plan to see her again.
Well, here's the thing. We have an opportunity here. We know that the local Camarilla Prince is dead. And it might help our cause to make sure that the Camarilla don't gain power here. And as much as I hate to say it, the Giovanni are the ones that rule the city. Perhaps we should have to help them, and also get our own agenda taken care of at the same time. They gain a little bit of power. We get the ivory tower out of here.
Okay.
It's a win-win.
Couple objections.
Helping them?
First one, no. Second one, how is this our cause?
We are the Sword of Cain.
That's great. This city can burn and pillar fire for all I care. It's a shithole.
Yeah, it is a shithole.
I think Felix has a point.
We have a golden opportunity here. We really, truly do.
Right, we can kill all the cams you want, but
yes.
I ain't working for that bitch.
Yeah, and no. We get to... Oh, well, no. No, no, no. I'm more suggesting along the lines of... You don't want to make too many enemies at the same time. They would be more of an alliance.
No. I don't want to work with her. I don't even want to see her. Unless it's to shove her into a tanning bed.
Is that how it works?
I've never tried it.
If you'd like to make an occult roll.
Yes, I'll make an occult roll.
Intelligence occult. Difficulty 5.
One.
One?
One success.
Oh, okay. Pretty sure that it has to be actual sunlight.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it actually has to be sunlight.
You ever heard of a euphemism?
How much academics do you have? No. If you'd like to run on me.
Wow, are you a beauty school dropout?
No.
Even I have two dots in that.
I have zero.
Well, I went to college.
Yep.
Sam looks vaguely confused by this line of conversation.
Yeah, you're starting to get impatient. You're just kind of sitting there and
concise about stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Very well. So, by attacking the cams, though, it's going to help the Giovanni. Indirectly, at the very least.
Yes, but I truly doubt they would help us unless we want to give them more money.
Speaking of, why did we give them 50 grand?
So we wouldn't have any issues with them? Of the killing us variety?
It was overnight parking for a couple bodies. Could have dealt with it next night.
Yeah, I don't think they were going to have that. So instead of making a lot of waves, that would cause problems.
I specifically suggested that. She didn't seem moved.
In fact, I believe she bitched at you.
A little.
God, I think she's bitchier than I am.
Just throwing it out all over the place. Alright, so, you want to kill cabs, then?
Yes.
Boss?
I believe it's our sacred duty to take care of this.
Are we going to do this smart, or are we going to do this the Felix way?
What's my... What is it with her?
You are the ductus. You are the leader of
the... You are the... Yeah.
He's technically second in command as priest.
I think that was just a rhetorical insult.
Yes.
I know. I'm just saying.
She's putting me in my place. Is how I'm interpreting it as.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm trying to remember what my rating was with her. I think it was like a 4 or 5, right?
No, I was a 4 to you, and you loved me.
Oh, I loved you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you had a 9.
We're certainly going to do it your way. Yes. Yeah.
What's the Felix way?
Or you fuck up the plan.
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't do that.
Let's see. Yes, you are a 9 to her.
Yes.
Whereas you are a 4 to him.
Yeah, so it's like...
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, for me, okay. No. We're definitely going to do it your way.
All right, so she said there were, what, like around 5 of them? Right now there's only 4 of us.
Yeah, we don't have to meet them in the alley, Tombstone style. We can.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. You're right, easy if you do.
Sam, you were around one of them.
Yeah.
How did it seem? Like, did he seem really powerful? Like.
It seemed fine until he did some of that mind mumble bullshit on me and wouldn't let me leave.
Okay, that's troubling.
What did he do to you?
What do you call it? The summon thing? I tried to run the fuck away and I turned around and I was right back in front of him.
don't think we've fought vampires before, have we?
Well, you helped take down some in Newark to take over that town, but admittedly, they're kind of in a weakened state because of a bunch of other things. So, you have, though your memories of the hows and the wheres are a little clouded by the fact you were still kind of insane, I'm dead kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have some experience.
Okay.
But how much you give yourself credit for that is up to you guys.
Does Felix know which clans have those powers?
That would be intelligence occult. And I'm going to say it's diff 7.
I can roll that too.
Two successes.
Two successes.
No, I don't. I guess I don't.
Anybody who wants to do that, it's fine.
What was it? Oh, I did get it. Four.
Two 7. Okay. You got two successes?
Yeah.
So, Ventru, Toreador, and Bruja. Those are the ones that immediately come to mind. The other clans that have it are a little bit too esoteric for your knowledge.
So, was he a fighter like you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think he was a fighter?
I don't know if you ever described his build or anything, but...
Wait.
The most you know is he was dressed up kind of like a biker. How legit of a biker, but he has presence in that.
Was that the thing that freaked out better?
Yeah.
That you told me was nothing?
Yeah.
Why are you hiding information from me?
Because Vetter told you it was nothing.
Right, well, he can see Vetter, so he's probably got all specs too, right?
Oh.
What's the overlap between...
That would be Toreador.
Toreador, yes.
Unless it is something he has learned outside of his clan.
Oh, he's a Toreador.
Okay. How does that happen?
So... means he ain't going to hit very hard, but he might be fast. Not too fast. Especially for Sam.
So
my odds are on Sam.
That's great. Here's my suggestion.
Uh-huh.
We trash the minibar, we pack our shit, hey, look, I'm done, and then we go find somewhere else to live.
Why don't we trash the minibar?
Because fuck them?
What? No.
Wait, did you put a credit card down for this place? Because I sure as hell did.
We kind of did, by dropping our mentor's name. We don't want to tarnish his name. That just sets a bad image for us in the Sabbat in general.
Yeah, we shouldn't trash the place.
All right, well, how about steps 2 and 3?
Sam is pacing.
A caged animal. Make a decision, let's go.
Sorry, I'm not a fighter.
Let's go take out this Toreador.
Tonight?
Why not?
Because we know nothing about him.
And we have other priorities.
And we've been forbidden from setting foot in that building where maybe he lives, maybe he doesn't. But
by who?
Again, we know nothing about him.
Why were we said we couldn't go in there?
Because it's Cam territory?
Fuck the Cams.
Okay, well... we don't want to walk in with our dicks out.
True.
Like to know anything about this guy.
We all agree that we need to find a different place to be, right?
Yes.
Let's go do that.
All right. Someplace inexpensive.
Well, you were given a name of someone who's already in place that's friendly in town, or at least nearby.
Yeah, we should go find that guy.
Let's head north, if I remember correctly.
Actually
south.
Yeah, actually east. So, for the sake of argument, this is the bad side of the tracks where the
rubber band again.
Yeah, that's fine.
University of Las Vegas.
Yeah, so over here, out this direction where the rental rest was.
Uh-huh.
Over here is sort of like where the better spot part of town. Now our friend Alexander Grimaldi is like down here in that area, so sort of southwest Vegas. And I don't know if that's actually accurate to real life. I'm just saying that.
Whatever.
It is in this world.
This is Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. Las Vegas. Good one. I like that. All right. So let's see. You guys didn't have much of equipment or anything. You had a bag of money in the safe, which is now down to about $220,000.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We have an RV camper.
You have an RV camper.
Yeah.
Black. And I have some clothes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I probably should have done this earlier, but basic equipment, what you guys have currently. So I know that you've got your switchblade and, I mean, anything within reason, but I want to at least have a...
I have a gun now.
I know. I want to be able to track this so that if it comes down to, like, in situation X, we know you have these things.
Sure.
So if you haven't already made notes of the things that we've already established as your character having on their person...
Yeah. Yeah.
Or reasonably stored within the van or the camera.
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah.
Let's make sure to make a list of that as we go. So I'm not going to be too policing about it, but I just want to make sure that, you know... I have a sledgehammer, just out of nowhere. I don't want to do any sort of Tex Avery, I pull something out of thin air kind of stuff.
Okay.
I do have a manicure kit.
You have a manicure what?
Kit. So, like, nail file.
I thought you had a manicured cat, and I was like...
Yes, I have a manicured cat.
When the fuck did you get cat?
I made it with protein. All right.
Yeah, I just turned that hooker into a cat shape.
Yeah, you're not as
joking.
Yeah. There is a clan that does that. There is a clan that does that, yes.
Well, I didn't say I gave it life. I just sort of... You know.
Oh, just molded it?
Yeah.
It's a statue.
Just take the claws, chisel a little here, a little here. Oh, there you go.
Yes,
and then I put crappy glass eyes in it.
The lower forms of flesh craft. Mm-hmm. All right, well, if you're packing up to leave the Venetian, I'll need one more perception awareness from those with perception awareness. Okay. So I'm just envisioning that you're all sort of packing up your satchels and your bags and things and getting your stuff.
What's the diff?
For this time, 7.
3.
Hey, like 3.
Oh, sorry, 4.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So 3, 4.
You're watching for Spider-Man this time.
Okay, and so now I need, since you need that, you need to add, so you got 4 successes?
Yes.
Okay, so that means you need to roll your aspects, diff 3, actually, because it has to reduce it by the successes.
3.
So perception and alertness. Yeah. Okay. So everybody who got their perception awareness scores, you feel something creepy. A presence, like, just suddenly, like, came. Within the course of you guys packing up and getting ready to leave, there's, like, this sort of, like, buzz back of the neck kind of stuff. You... near the picture window, like the window looks out over the city, as you're, you know, putting your stuff together, a figure appears. And you've seen this before. This is the guy you saw before. It's sort of grayish, translucent image of a man. A good-looking man in a suit, but his image sort of, like, fades down to nothingness below his feet. And you just kind of, like, you seem kind of, like, looking around.
I run towards it.
You run towards it?
What are you doing?
The figure makes no movement. It just kind of, like, looks at you.
I'll see if I can grab it, if it's got a physical form.
Your hands pass right through it.
Spider-Man.
And when you do, you feel a chill run up your arms as soon as you make contact with this thing. And then after, he kind of gives kind of like a... annoyed or irritated look, and then he kind of like backs out and goes out the window and he kind of disappears.
Burley's the ghost of goddamn Christmas future.
You pointed to your grave?
No, it's all incorporeal and doesn't say anything.
You could see him that time?
Yeah.
Did you recognize him?
Gray.
Let me see your sheet real quick. Let's see, what would this be? I guess it would technically be academics. But it's kind of obscure. Tell you what, give me int academics. It's not common knowledge, so I'll give you diff 9. It's it could be found out elsewise, but just off the top of your head, it's not gonna be needed.
2.
Wow. Okay.
Like a pops.
I like that. That's good. So you think about it for a second, and you're pretty sure that that might have been Bugsy Siegel. Does Nicholas know who Bugsy Siegel is?
No. Other than a famous gangster.
Okay. The Wikipedia caption on Bugsy Siegel will be essentially the gist of what you recall.
Yeah, goddamn Bugsy Siegel. Fucking bootlegger piece of shit founded most of the Vegas Strip. He's goddamn Spider-Man, and he's spying on us.
Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, but not in this way.
Hasn't he been dead for like 30 years?
Haven't you been dead for like a year?
Yeah, but I still have a body.
So ghosts are crazy now. Vampires are on the table, but ghosts are off of it.
We're a vampire.
If you were Chupacabra,
that's probably housekeeping.
I would imagine a ghost would be a terrible housekeeper.
All right, well, for the duration of your packing up and getting ready to go, no other strange sensations are either felt or observed.
Okay.
So are you doing anything of significance prior to exiting?
Nope.
Okay.
Did Joey show up with our breakfast at some point?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, okay. somewhere in the middle there, there would have been a knock on the door, yep. And just sort of like a little service cart thing brought up with a
sure.
Four bags of blood.
Yep.
Okay, poke them to see if any of them are. Mind if I take a taste? Yeah. And... No, this won't do.
Sucks to be you.
Where are you at right now, pool-wise, by the way?
Five. Halfway.
Okay. Right. I'm full up now.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so no trashing of the hotel or anything else besides
that?
No, I don't let them trash the hotel.
Okay.
I slap his hand every time he tries.
Aggravated damage slap.
Yes, I actually take my claws out for it. Right.
I'm looking up Bugsy Siegel on my phone now.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker was part of a group called Murder Incorporated, like an evil Scooby-Doo gang.
Wait, what?
What they called themselves, I didn't make it up.
Scooby-Doo.
Maybe someone on Wikipedia did, but...
Murder Incorporated.
No, that was a real thing. Strange but true. It wasn't funny back then.
Yeah.
All right. So, make your way to the elevator. I'm presuming that you're going to alert Vetter by phone or something.
Sure.
So, yeah, we'll assume that any major moves or relocations you make are...
Yeah, we'll text them or some whatever.
Okay. So you get down.
You got the money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Who's physically in possession of the
money? I got the money.
Yeah, I unlock it and I let him carry it. Yeah.
Shall I check out?
Check out with what?
With our host.
It's probably polite to say goodbye.
Yes.
Yeah, stupid politeness.
Yeah, I'll get the car.
Okay.
All
right. I'll go, would you like to go?
I'm going with
Andrew. Yeah, let's go. Say bye.
Okay. Me and the boss. Okay. Those two will go get the car. Yeah. No, he's got the money. He's on.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody getting the money from him though.
Except me.
So you're at five. Whose bloods is what at this point?
I'm full up.
You're after full? That, after breakfast, I'm full.
Okay, and you're
full.
You're full. Okay, so you guys are full. And
I drank a bunch of mooks before we went to sleep.
That's right.
So,
and willpower, current willpower scores. I know some of you spent some last time. Four. You're at five. You're at four. You're at
seven.
Okay.
Jesus,
you didn't spend any. I don't think he spent.
Nope.
Okay.
I didn't spend any five. Either. I have
so, and just to note that willpower is regained by performing actions that are in tune with your nature.
Yep.
So keep that in mind as things go on. So if you're currently down any willpower, keep in mind what your nature is as we proceed, and if it turns
all right, to gotta bully people.
And I'm always open to if I don't notice it myself, you want to pitch me that you have fulfilled your nature in some fashion, and we can talk about that. Okay. So
for competitor, like if I go foot race Ferraris.
I'm joking.
No, we don't actually. I just want to quickly familiarize myself with what would
qualify. It basically says if you, you know, set a challenge for yourself and meet that challenge,
right,
then you have succeeded.
Let's see. Competitor. Regain 1 point of willpower whenever you succeed at a test or challenge. Note that the
is that seriously dark blue on
is
black?
More than just a dice roll. That is it's an entire dramatic situation. Okay.
Right.
Okay, well, we will keep that in mind as we
go on.
Oh, that's kind of nice. All
right. So, you guys are going off to the office and you're going to go get the car.
Yes.
Are you going with him to the
car? Yes.
Okay. So, two of you go down, all the way down to the bottom. You've got the money?
Yep.
All right. You get back to the lobby. It's much nicer looking than you feel like you're comfortable for, given how you're dressed, because you're not dressed for this place. But you get out to the front, and the same... you see the same valet that you parked up with for Jerry, and he's still looking very attentive. Now, who tipped him? Was it you, or was it...
It was me.
It was you? Okay.
Yes.
Now, but he remembers who you were. That's fine. So he sees... you're probably the most recognizable out of the group.
Sweet back tat.
Yeah. And plus, you're like super buff UFC guy.
Yeah.
So he comes over and says, "Help us with something?
Bring the car around, please."
Yes, sir. Give me a perception alertness roll, real quick, while I look for something that I wrote down 2 weeks ago. And this will be dip 5.
I have a success.
You have a success. Okay, so... Alright. So, where did I put that? Rather than fall out of my book somewhere. That's, no. No. Apologies, I put all this... There it is. So, as you're standing there waiting for him to... bring the camper around.
Yep.
You're kind of like just kind of, you know, looking around. And just kitty corner from where you're standing at the Venetian, you can just make out the big billboard for Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
And the sign transitions from something about some show or something to a UFC fight coming up.
Yep.
And the top card is Mike Koscheck, the New England Knight. Versus Randy Marchand. Mike Koscheck, who didn't have that nickname at the time, was the guy who beat you at UFC.
Motherfucker.
2-3 years ago. he is the top guy. And I specifically put it in New England because I know you hate the Patriots.
Yeah.
So, but you see there, you're like,
oh. Motherfucker. When's the fight?
It is in 4 days.
Okay. Note to self.
Note to self. All right.
We can't leave Las Vegas until
no, so I got another man to kill.
You two find your way again to the floor where all the offices are, but you don't have an escort this time to take you through all the security, so there's kind of a little desk there and a receptionist, and she's kind of like, "Can I help you?"
Yes, we're here to see Dante.
Oh, Mr. Putinesco?
Yes.
Can I ask who's calling?
Tell him it's Felix.
All right. Mr. Putinesco, there's a Felix here talking to you. Then she, like, goes back and does a key card thing and opens up the door and leads you back to his office and all that fun stuff. You haven't seen this lady before. She seems normal.
Okay.
She has a wedding ring on.
Oh.
Because I know I'm kind of giving you guys automatic. Your eyes are always going to the index finger of women, just to see, or the ring finger, just to see, just to make sure. I'm going to give it as an automatic.
Oh, one. Sadly, that was just a promise ring.
Why are these people getting married?
Or just an engagement ring, and so it's not quite married yet. But anyway. I'm going to give, unless circumstances say otherwise, I'm going to give you that an automatic success that you always kind of look.
If the I do. I always check it out, yes.
That's just
instead of the breast, it's always the finger.
Thanks for that. so it's a hunting instinct you've gained now at this point.
Yeah. Like, oh, Oh, okay. Yeah. How's it?
So now the thing is that if your blood rating gets really low, like down to the twos and the threes or something, and you see a ring finger, I might make you make a self control roll too.
I'll start chatting her up. Ask her like, so, what's your name?
Peggy,
nice to meet you. Reach out, shake her hand.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you. How long have you worked here?
3 years. Do you know Mr. Putinesco well?
No, more of a business associate.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Takes you to the door, and there's the knock, knock, knock. Come in. Peggy?
Thank you, Peggy.
Are you trying to charm Peggy in some way, shape, or
form? Nope, I'm thinking about it for later, though.
Well, I mean, are you trying to passively charm?
Yes, passively charm, yes.
Give me charisma and subterfuge.
Okay.
That's always fun.
And difficulty?
I want to say 7.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 successes.
More? What's your appearance rating?
My appearance rating is 4.
Oh. That's right. I saw the picture. Ridiculous picture.
Oh, yeah. The super buff guy.
Yeah, that's why I was like, rating 4? Sure. Bam.
Belongs on a calendar for something. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I do. I belong on a calendar.
Well, apparently you're prettier than I am.
Sabat quarterly.
Yeah, it's a box.
That's a good one.
Yes.
All right. She blushes a little, but goes off back towards her desk.
And as she's leaving, I'll hand her a slip of paper with my phone number on it.
Okay.
I'm just rolling my eyes at this.
Let me see this for the...
Yeah. I just hand her the piece of paper. That's the phone number.
Her professionalism takes hold. She says, oh, no, thank you. I appreciate that. She
very well.
I roll my eyes.
You're very differently there. But,
yes, I'll give her to her on the way out.
Yeah. All right, so the door opens up, and it's just Dante's by himself in the room. The woman is not there. Did I ever give you guys her name? I can't remember.
Nope.
No, so. That's right. That's
she
right.
Specifically did not
that's
give us...
That's right. She did not, deem you necessary.
Nope.
No way. All right, so tonight Dante is dressed in a... somehow he makes it work, but it's sort of a powder blue suit.
Vegas, baby,
yeah. Black shirt, white tie, powder blue suit, and his big, you know, pinky ring on and all that fun stuff. And he's kind of... It looks like he just put something away that he might have had on his desk or something, because his desk is clear now, but, you know, it's kind of like sitting there.
Pocket pussy.
That must be it. I married her because she's so classic. I can tell. I can tell. You're both on the same wavelength at this point, obviously. So what can I do for you? He's looking at you.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to take a moment to tell you thank you for your hospitality and let you know that we'll be checking out a day early.
Something wrong with the accommodations?
No, the accommodations were great. And the hospitality was outstanding.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do we have a problem?
No.
I'd just like to know if we have some problems, because I don't like people leaving my place and having any hard feelings. I know things went a little rough, but that's the way this town works. And so, all things around, I mean, I appreciate your patron, Gallatus, and I don't want to have any hard feelings. I know things that kind of got rough last night, and... You know, so I just hope that all things considered, we can part ways on even keel.
Oh,
all
of right? course, yes, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
No animosity.
No, none at all.
Yeah, all debts are settled right now.
Yeah.
So.
No, we appreciate the hospitality and everything. We are thinking about sticking around in Vegas for a couple of days too. Is there any particular areas you think we should stay away from?
Depends on context now, wouldn't it?
Yes, it does. What does the local... I'm trying to think of the correct words for it. I'm trying to think of like the domain tier. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to ask him as a character. So what are the local, like, the area, the domains in this area? So we don't be... So we're not stepping on too many toes.
Oh, that would be some really valuable reconnaissance I'd be giving you there for practically nothing. So this is this is a barter economy we have here. So
understandable.
What would you have to exchange to me for that kind of information?
Why are you looking at me?
He's already dropped his Minnesota accent. What more do you want?
I know, right?
Yeah.
That is a gift. Wrapped in a bow. Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you what. Well, for my own well-being, I will tell you where I and my family have interests that would be best left unmolested.
Ah, how's that? Much appreciated.
And then we won't molest those areas.
So obviously, that's the sake of argument here. So obviously, the Venetian.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to mess around here. Bally's. Don't mess around over there. And double check my list because Ross wrote all this stuff down. I really need this is not a module I'm referencing out of some book or something. This is all Ross's mind and notes and things.
And you write it down because you won't remember it.
Exactly.
How deep into Bugsy Seagal are you over there?
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
This is a really interesting story, actually.
I just fell into Jon Stewart leaving the Daily
Show. Yeah,
it's coming up pretty soon. And the MGM Grand. So the MGM Grand, Bally's, and the Venetian for sure. And as I think my sire mentioned last night, the Luxor may have something unpleasant, we're not quite sure. So those I'll give you for free. And you already know about the Mirage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything outside of that?
You just want to mark on the map.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's good. So...
much appreciated.
You said four different things. There's no fucking way I'll remember any of that.
I didn't listen to any of them.
wait, what's
about
going
that
on?
Pie we've got.
Oh, yes, that pie.
We should go cut some pie.
I'm going to go cut some pie.
Okay.
And those MGM Grand. Okay, and then the Luxor, the question mark. Okay, so when I redo this map for next time, we're still in Las Vegas next time, I will highlight it with everything else. Okay, let's go to Seattle.
Well, thank you so much, Your Grace. We sincerely appreciate
Your Grace. Am I the Pope or something? I appreciate that. All right, fine. Your Grace. I'll just tell somebody that one. So, where are you headed on from here then?
We figured we're going to go take a look over to the south a little bit. Go see what's over there south. What is it? South. Assuming that this is north, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a look over at the south, southeast a little bit. Poke around there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. And as I tell all of my guests that leave here that aren't family, rules are if you stay out of our business, we stay out of yours. That's always been how it is between us and everybody else. Just be careful.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dante. Mm-hmm. Mr. Putinesca, I appreciate it.
And when you shake his hand, his grip is... it's not like he's trying to intimidate you or something. It just feels like it's just naturally like iron.
How nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'll give a nice, confident, authoritative squeeze as well.
You don't have any fortitude, do you?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're not
going. You lose.
you feel like if you just flexed a little bit, you could probably turn your bones into dust.
Good thing I have.
Yeah, of course this is how he is.
His body shape and everything, it doesn't suggest this, but his grip certainly does.
Good thing if I shook his hands, I'd have claws to help get out of that grip, right?
Yes. That would be something. Okay, so unless there's... so he is talking to him all the time like he's the guy in charge.
I'm fine with that. All right.
That
means you'll get the shit if you fuck stuff up.
Well, it's more along the lines of her and her talk together, me and him talk together. That's how I'm looking at it. Felix is. You're saying, oh, this is Mr. Number Two. I'm Mr. Number Two. All right.
Yes. You're Number Two. You're Number Two work for.
Yes. Yeah, that works for me.
Lindsay and or Dragon Lady.
Yes, it's true.
So,
we both have claws.
Yeah, here's my contact number in case you want to get a hold of me. I'll give him my cell phone number.
I'll put that in my phone right now.
And he doesn't.
He sits it on the desk.
There you go. Well, basically, it's my name, the same number I was trying to slip to the girl.
Yeah.
But I set it on his desk.
It's just Peggy.
Done. say as well has a wedding ring on today.
Nope, not
me. Also, you notice he has really nice breasts.
So.
Take a plate.
Never mind. Have a good night.
All right.
I'm taking a pie break.
Okay, pie break. I already have too much sugar in my system from this drink, so I will pass on.
We are now.
Okay. Mm. And we're back with lots of pie around the table. Mm. Okay. So,
as Felix, right before he leaves, he'll say, be sure to tell Bugsy we say thank you for... And just shut the door.
Okay. Yeah. Then whatever reaction there was, you...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, there's nothing else then.
So what was that about Bugsy?
That was Spider-Man, right?
That's what Crazy Dude said.
He's not so crazy.
Have you met him?
Yeah. I mean, they're crazy in there. Trust me, I see the crazy too, but...
Visions of a hooker and a toilet cup.
Right.
Yeah, you weren't there with the hooker toilet.
Now imagine like a toilet with like a fishnet stocking on the bottom of it. Or
oh yeah, no, I started writing out my number on another piece of paper.
Oh, it's like that leg lamp, only a toilet.
Right.
Lamp.
It's a major award.
I love lamp. Mm-hmm. So you write down your number on another piece of paper.
I call me Felix, my number. And as I'm walking by, I'll sit on the desk and keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me make a note.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, wink.
Like a brick to the face.
Brick to the face.
Alright. Alright, so the camper van is eventually brought around to the front. It is in the same condition it was when you left it. Though it has been washed.
Good.
It has been washed of all the desert and road dust that has accumulated on the sides over the last several weeks.
We didn't manage to mess up the blacking out of the windows or anything.
No, that's all done on the inside of the car, and the car has not been entered in any particular way.
Yep. Except to drive it. What are you laughing about?
He's thinking about somebody like entering the car. Because you have put his mind there.
Phrasing, though. The car has not been entered.
It's
a camper. It's like a small building, for God's sakes. It's like a shack.
Cavernous, if
the
you
shack
will.
Has not been.
Why am I always saying gaping?
You can throw a hot dog down it, and it wouldn't hit the end for quite a while.
Chrome tip pipes.
Yes, that too.
Also, it's had a lot of things enter it.
Okay, so every time I bring up the camper van, I'm going to kind of find some other way to make some kind of sexual innuendo just on Nick's behalf. Okay.
It doesn't matter. Nick will find the sexual
innuendo. Oh, I know. I'm going to try to be obvious about it anyway, just so we'll all have fun with it. Okay.
The camper van.
And then everyone will be like, what the hell's going on?
Yes.
So, oh, Evan's totally going to listen to this and take notes.
All right, so who's driving?
And by notes, you mean masturbating.
No, the third time he's going to take notes. The first two times are going
to... He won't be masturbating.
Who's the driver?
He's not on it.
Of this,
I'm driving.
I think he drives a lot. I can drive.
I have the highest drive skill, but if it's push comes to shove, this guy takes over.
I can't drive at all.
I have one dot in drive, so I can take over, too.
Dose.
Yeah, one dot in drive, but just I think so drive I is dexterity based.
Yeah,
my dex is pretty good for not being a physical person.
I agree.
So it comes to the point where everybody's running to the car all of a sudden. I don't have to ask like who's where or what. I just assume person X is in the driver's
seat. I am driving unless you are informed otherwise.
Okay. All right. So Sam mounts the car.
Right. I like this direction.
Authoritative.
He slides right in.
Yeah, he slides right into the driver's seat.
It feels familiar, but new every time.
Yes. He wraps his meaty hand around the silky leather ball of the
steer shift. And it squeaks in protest.
Yeah.
Shades of camper van.
I was about to say! I was right there. I was right there.
This is a better porn than 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, God. And a better Twilight fan.
Yes.
A much better love story than Twilight. Sam and the camper van. Okay.
Wait till it changes the oil.
Yes. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the address of Mr. Grimaldi was provided at some point in the past.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you have an address, southwest Vegas.
Southwest? Whoops.
All right. Do we have a phone number?
Oh, did I say southeast? Yeah, I did tell Dante southeast. But that's okay.
You gave him incorrect information about where you were going.
Yep. Yeah, too bad. He thinks I'm going to the airport.
Sure. You're like, great, fine, go. Yeah, go down to McCarran. I don't care. Yeah, so you get an address and a phone number.
We should call ahead.
All right, so let's get this straight. What are we trying to get from him?
Lodging?
Yeah, I guess a lead on a place to live.
Nope.
My money, I voted derelict lounge. Like one of the old places at the crewness.
Oh, I thought you meant a strip club.
No, I didn't.
I just look at you blankly.
Like a rat pack situation.
Sure. Yeah, I dig that.
Sure. So lodging is the first of call.
Now that we're going, Sam is much calmer. Like, driving isn't aggressive. It's just, you know.
You're moving.
We have a path.
Yes. Yeah, you have a destination. You're going to the mall, but you know where you're going. In this
exactly.
Yeah. I forgot what our mentor's name was.
Galactus, Eater of
Galactus. That's what I keep on having in my head is Galactus. Galactus. That's not right.
Galactus.
But I like Galactus better. Much better.
Like,
we call him Galactus, not to his face. Yeah.
Yes. Eater of souls.
Yeah, if you want to have that as your pet name,
yes.
Or,
yes.
And the first time that you slip up and say that in character.
Fuck, I'm going to say that in character every time.
Yeah, if you get on the phone with him and you say that, well, that's going to be a scene. Okay, anyway.
I am not the eater of war.
Oh, don't you eat planets?
Yes, the planet lives in. All right. So you have, okay, I don't know where we're going with that, but yes, your mentor's real name is Galactus.
Galactus.
Bishop Galactus.
All right. So I guess I'm going to call.
Yes.
And we want, like, leads on lodgings. And.
Well, didn't he also say not to call him unless it's an emergency?
That's true.
This isn't an emergency.
Well, let's find a real estate listing then.
That does business in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Also,
let's find a real estate listing and then go live in that place.
I understand.
Just bust into some.
All right.
We're driving down the street. I stop the van as soon as I see, like, a set of newspaper boxes or something.
Okay, sure.
Well, I'll go grab a listing.
I look around, wonder why I am the group bitch, and then bitch my way over to the newspaper.
It's because the leader only has a one with you.
Because hooker's in toilet.
Yes.
One hooker in one toilet.
Yes.
Yes, it wasn't even the whole hooker, yeah, right?
But you are so many hookers ahead the rest of us, right?
You know how many hookers I've put in toilets? Zero.
Unintentionally put in toilets, I think, is the real problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a, amongst these sort of freebie newspapers and things, there is one little box for the Desert Rose Realty. And I've got a little magazine in there with all the listings and things.
I grab it and get back in the camper.
Okay. There are various places for sale in there, from really, really expensive to relatively cheap and, you know, all over the place.
Right, I'm not seeing a lot of derelict lounges or haunted hotels in here.
Are you looking for commercial real estate? Yeah, this is all residential stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, commercial real estate is something different.
Yeah. We're probably not going to find it from the magazine here.
Well, I got the goddamn internet.
Okay. Find us a place.
Las Vegas Haunted Hotel for sale.
.com. No. Dot Biz.
Serious business.
If you put in Vegas Haunted Hotel, we'll give you like tours for ghost tours and things like that.
All
at the Giovanni Casinos, by the way. So you're looking for like commercial real estate around Las Vegas.
Normally, I saw
was either like some sort of murder that has happened there, or
well, we can always buy the place and fix it up with a murder later.
Okay, so commercial real estate. There's like, you know, your base is sort of like a warehouse kind of thing. There's a wedding chapel up for sale.
Oh.
There's, that's promising.
That is promising, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm assuming the stuff you're looking for is sort of like out of the way, nondescript kind of stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, so there's a couple of sort of like commercial, small, like warehouse, you know, light industrial kind of spots outside of town. And, yeah, that's, I mean, You can find something like that relatively easily.
Okay.
And they go for, you know, X number of dollars per square foot and a lease for this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, just common sense thing here. These are on the market and could be visited at any time, so.
Right. Are we going to buy a place or squat there?
Well, if we just squat there, we do run into the problem of someone could visit during the day.
Right, so we're buying a place.
That seems a little expensive.
Those are the two options. I guess we could rent the place.
Maybe we should go for residential then.
We don't need, like, a toilet and a garage and shit.
Where are you going to put your hookers?
Yeah.
Isn't that what toilets are? Hooker storage?
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, no, we could wind up the, you know, the sewer pipes out to the main there.
We haven't even explored the possibilities of garbage disposals yet.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, get a big industrial one.
You
one
of those three-quarter horse jobbies? Man.
Who here has finance on their sheet and one dot or more?
Yo.
Dots. Okay. One dot.
So, As previously mentioned, trying to find a broker to buy a house when you can only operate at night is going to be exceedingly difficult. And
problem solved. Presence 3.
And actually, I don't actually think that's a problem at all.
Oh, like, yeah?
Having dealt with broker, like, they will fucking bend over back. You got to meet at 9 o'clock tonight? All right, that's fine.
And if we call them and say we've got cash in hand,
right? I will meet you tomorrow night. Like,
how much is that wedding chapel?
Let me see. I want to be realistic here.
I was actually looking at Vegas businesses for sale.
Oh, okay. Give me something that might be actually a real-life number, because Ross is not a real estate agent. I have no idea.
$6.
Yeah, exactly.
Sold!
Yeah.
I'll pay double.
Jesus. Here's a tip. I'll give you another $6.
Here's a 20, man.
Yeah, this is in SimCity.
Here's a dance studio for $60,000 in Vegas.
All right.
Yeah, I'll say this within the same ballpark. I'll say it is an operating chapel, so buying the business. So yeah. I'll say 70.
Turnkey florist business for 115.
Oh wow! Yeah, this would be like a turnkey kind of thing.
115.
I'll split it there and say 75. This isn't a very great chapel kind of thing, but it is a.
Yes, we should definitely take up that one.
That's how you can marry people and then bite them?
Oh, something like that.
Are you going to specialize in lesbian marriage?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Is gay marriage legal in Nevada? I don't know. I know it just went legal in Alabama over some consternation, but...
Sort of.
Yeah, because...
Yes, it's the judge is no!
Because the hanging judge, Roy Moore, said no. And so everyone's like, oh, okay. Actually, I don't even know if he's the hanging judge, but...
Yes, since October of last year.
Okay, I thought Nevada might be one of them, but I wasn't sure. Okay. So yes, you could do a two-for-one and, like, marry lesbians. And then you have two married women.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have, like, a threesome there.
Not a bad idea.
So this is the Hearts of Fire Wedding Chapel. It is, geographically speaking, it's sort of just off of Koval Lane, sort of behind the...
We specialize in lesbian night weddings.
No, it's turnkey.
Either at night or actual nights. Like,
no, well, it's going to be turnkey, so we're going to have people operating this for us. We're just going to have to...
Yeah, so it's like right now.
We're just going to have to... all we have to do is...
Wait, we're going to have employees?
Yes.
That seems...
To
bad.
Run it during the day when we're asleep. You don't want people bugging us.
I don't know what you think the hours are on a wedding chapel in Vegas, but I meant...
24/7.
Yeah.
It's going to be 24/7.
We don't actually want the business, right? We can just buy...
No, the business is a front for us.
A front for what?
For a place of operations.
We don't need a front for that.
We just need a door that locks.
Listen, guys,
windows that can be blackened.
The truth is I need a reliable source of food.
AshleyMadison.com.
The driving is a little more aggressive.
Okay.
Oh,
life is short, have an affair.
Well, sure, once we get it established there, I can do that, but that's going to take far too long. Motto.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, but we don't want to have people poking around in our business.
They'll be upstairs. We'll be downstairs in the basement.
What basement?
I don't know. Let's go take a look.
I don't think there's basements in Nevada.
Sure there is.
Are you going to the chapel then?
Yeah.
I'm driving aimlessly until somebody fucking tells me what to do.
To the chapel.
Yeah, let's check out this chapel that he's in love with.
All right,
we're doing a real estate montage.
Where's the suddenly, 80s music?
Yeah. So after a short trip down the strip in your camper, and that wasn't a sexual one you went into, although I know you're probably thinking about.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because it's you.
He started the camper
it's true.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's true.
You guys are kind of...
We're in Vegas. The only thing that has a strip is the strip itself.
Yes.
That's a pubic hair joke.
Thanks for the tip. Just the tip. Okay.
I'll give you the whole shaft, buddy.
No! Who's the black dick? This is actually a theme of all the chicks.
Shaft.
So you make your way to the address in the book for the Hearts of Fire Chapel. Or sorry, on the internet. You have your smartphone or whatever. And it looks like your sort of stereotypical Las Vegas 24-hour chapel. It's got a big neon sign with the, sort of the sacred heart with the flames on it and everything.
And it's flickering.
Yeah, it's flickering up like the little flames going, the Hearts of Fire, 24-hour chapel, inquire within, etc. All orientations welcome, that kind of thing. That seems to be relatively fresh when I added to the sign.
Nice.
it's sort of like if you took the idea of a wedding chapel, miniaturized it slightly, and they just took it out of the theme park and put it on the street. Yeah, that's basically about it. So it's, I would say it looks like it's about the size front to back of this living room, more or less. It's not a very large space, and it does have a drive-through
window.
For marriages on the go.
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty much. And that is what you come. And there is a business for sale sign in the window.
Oh, for cute!
We screech to a halt in the parking lot.
All right. You get a very hangover vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Imagining that. Okay. So your sense of style is offended by how cheese this
thing
is.
Yeah, this is really cheesy. Yeah,
it's Vegas.
It's cheesy and flashy.
Yeah, even for Vegas, it's even might be just a little bit gaudy for Vegas, but that's saying something. But yeah, it's like what you would see in a movie because it's basically, you know.
What cute.
Indoor playground for sale.
If by cute you mean grand. Ugly,
indoor
then I'll agree
playground.
With you.
I'm thinking more yummy.
Remember one of those?
Is it like a swing set kind of thing? I don't know.
No, like there's like tubes you can climb in and bump it.
Oh, that kind of thing. Oh, like a Chuck E. Cheese kind
like,
of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Odyssey 1, I think, was a brand name of those.
Oh, okay.
There was Discovery Zone, but I don't know if that was just an East Coast thing.
You want to buy an indoor playground for Sabathanga?
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
For a bunch of Malkanians, maybe.
It's $55,000.
I'd be down for that. What? Let's buy an indoor playground.
It's not established canon. It's just a real thing I found.
Oh, my God. This is an open world GTA game now, so if that is what you want to do, I cannot stop you. Just like in the last vampire game I ran, the guy was like, ooh, ooh, can I have a DeLorean? And I was like, if you want to be the guy with the DeLorean, I'm not going to stop you.
We should be the vampire squad with a Thunderfine playground.
Yeah. As they're getting out of the car, it's like, no, fuck this. I just found it.
What?
Let's check that out.
Indoor playground.
We're checking out the indoor playground.
Your dreams of easy food are quickly...
Easy food is...
Look!
Felix has a point.
I...
It pains me to say that a little bit.
This place is the ugliest, gaudiest piece of shit ever.
We can fix it. Goddamn people 24/7.
Also, we'd be, like, sitting on each other.
Well, let's take a look, shall we?
Where would we even sleep?
We don't know yet. Let's go in and take a look.
Maybe there's a vast underground bunker.
I truly doubt that.
We could buy one of those. I heard the government has them out
for sale. Oh, a missile silo? I saw that on CNN.
Put that on the list right after the indoor playground.
I start walking towards the chapel.
Yes, okay.
Missile silo, actually, really good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
So much body storage. Stacking.
Actually, I saw one of those.
And then you can shoot them out.
Like out. I mean, this was one out in the Midwest or something somewhere, and they spent God knows how much money to renovate the whole thing and all this, and it was just ridiculous, awesome, cool secret basement.
Looking for missile silos for sale.
I would be surprised if there's any left near Vegas that haven't already been purchased, or aren't just like giant heaping hulks of rust at this point.
Yeah.
Anyway, so cheesy wedding music is sort of playing as Muzak. Okay, yeah.
Don't worry, that's only going to be playing 24 goddamn 7.
I will kill everything.
So there are silk flower arrangements all over the place, and there's little
people. They're dusty!
Huh?
Are they chained down?
No, they're behind like bars.
Nice.
Exactly.
Bulletproof glass.
So there's a little as you walk in, there's like a little changing room area, and there's a little sign that says, you know, costumes and outfits available, one size fits all kind of stuff, you know. And there's a photo booth. And there's little pews, and there's a little a stage at the front with a podium for someone to do the ceremonies and everything. And as you walk in, there is a sort of a middle-aged little lady standing behind the counter, and behind the pew, kind of doing some paperwork or something, as a similarly aged, somewhere in the neighborhood, like 50s or something, bald man in a pink.
Oh, God!
All right.
I may have said that out loud.
That's fine.
Walk right up to the lady. She wearing a ring?
No.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
I'd like to inquire about the business for sale.
Oh, let me get my brother. George!
Brother.
George! Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How may I help you this evening?
I'd like to inquire about the business for sale.
Oh, all right. Well, have you ever run a chapel before?
No.
Are you a man of God?
Of course.
All right. Well, have you spoken to anyone else about this already? Or
no.
How'd you hear about this?
We saw the ad.
Oh, all right. I'm surprised that worked finally. Let me give you the dime tour. So he walks around, sort of points out that here's the chapel, here's the place where the costumes are, here's the changing room, here's the bathroom, and here's where the safe room is with for the money and all that other fun stuff, and here's where the legal papers are kept and that kind of thing. sort of goes over
the
sort of...
Here's the drive-through window.
Yeah, here's the computer system and that kind of thing. And sort of just the very basics.
Is there any storage space down below?
Yes, there's a... And he takes you sort of behind the facade of the wedding stage or whatever, and then there's a little service door that goes down, and there's a basement that's like about the size of this dining room underneath, except the ceiling's a little lower.
I see.
And there's like a couple of extra pews down here in case one gets broken or something, and some cleaning supplies and stuff like that.
Yep.
And the
space that exists.
Yes,
I'm just giving Felix like a dirty look like the whole time.
Yeah, it would be possible for you to all fit down here, like lying side by side with no frills.
Yeah, I don't really want to cuddle all of you.
I understand.
Maybe we should go get a coffee and talk about it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here's my name and my number. We'll be in touch. What is your name?
George.
George, nice to meet you.
George Sims.
Yeah, nice to meet you, George.
Okay. And your name is?
Felix.
Oh, Felix. And
I turn around.
Nice meeting you all. Let me give you the information for my broker.
Yes?
So
thank you.
We need to work that out.
I'm going out to the RV.
This is a turnkey operation, meaning you'd still be employed, correct? Potentially?
Well, my sister and I are looking to retire, but we'd certainly be willing to stay long enough for a transition.
I see. Certainly. And your profitability, usually?
As soon as we have a more...
It's already running.
Understandable.
About this,
understandable, yes. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you. Good evening and God bless.
Yes. To you as well.
Right back at you.
Yeah, we pile into the camper.
Yeah.
I've been in the camper.
I've kind of turned away from him toward...
Well, Felix?
So, playground?
Let's check out the playground.
Let's not be so hasty, guys.
Are you kidding me? We did that man a disservice by not burning the place down on the way out.
I'm not living in a tiny hole.
Yeah. I am not covering you guys while we have to, you know, sleep at night.
Maybe I'll live in a tiny hole.
How much was it going for in the ad?
75.
It would be nice to have a reasonable source of...
What was that address?
Yeah. Here you go.
You can talk while I'm driving, asshole.
You guys know that I have very refined tastes. And that
is supposed to be
in
real life?
It just says Las Vegas. There's no
address. An indoor playground. Okay.
It's next door to Circus.
That's what I was thinking. Something like that. For the families, you know. Okay, I will say it's...
For those for whom Circus was too happy.
Yeah, it's somewhere like in this area. Alright, so you have to turn around and go back up north up the strip.
That's fine.
And he's fine, he's driving. He has a purpose.
Yeah. And let's see, where did that... Oh yeah, and so as you pass the Monte Carlo, your... Andrew's stage magic sensibilities catches the sign again for Blackburn, Spear of Destiny, at the sign for the Monte Carlo.
We gotta catch that show. Our lady's got the spear that killed Jesus. Not that it's much to brag about. I mean, he was already crucified. Probably nothing would have killed Jesus at that point.
I don't think it was actually a spear that killed Jesus. I think it was just a spear that stabbed him. Because
no,
I think Jesus was like, hey, God, take me now. And God's like, okay.
Well, not to get into a whole theology.
I'm pouting in the back because I'm not getting the chapel.
Roman guy named Longitude or something stuck Jesus like a pig while he was hanging from the cross. And then he bled out. And he supposedly bled into the Grail. And then Indiana Jones went looking for it.
I have glazed over. Like,
how much is the playground again?
55. So 20 grand cheaper than sleeping in a hole with shitty music all the time.
And the gaudy lights everywhere.
Well...
And the dusty silk flowers.
Perhaps.
Look, bro, if you can't find a drunk, stupid, married woman in this town, you're going to die.
Also, you're stupid then.
The playground would be closed at night, too, if you know what to interfere.
Yeah, during the day is what we're worried about, not the nighttime.
Yeah, we lock the doors.
Just a business that's never running? That's not going to last very long.
Like that one. And that I'm just pointing out derelict shit as we drive along.
Or we can keep it running and then sleep in some back room or something. We got options.
We can check it out.
Our options are indoor playground and missile silo. But that'll be a hell of a commute.
A missile silo?
So, if you could pull up some pictures of the indoor playground for my reference. I mean, I can sort of imagine it, but...
I like the idea that there's a missile, like, directly under the strip.
Just like, waiting to go
they'd
off.
Never expect it here.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, we can't let the Russians take it, so it's just sitting there waiting to go off to protect the country from being taken over. I always figure that the U.S. government had some crazy, like, super fail-safe, like, so the Ruskies could take over. Just kind of sitting around gathering dust right now.
What was the name of that place around?
Discovery Zone.
Discovery.
Oh, there's one here in Redmond, too.
Yeah, Discovery Zone.
There's a place here in Redmond.
Yeah.
My memory is coming back now. I remember hearing about this place. We went to...
We could just take a field trip and go look at it. It wouldn't be creepy at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember there was a place
around here... It'll be as creepy as we're being.
...that had laser tag and that kind of stuff. And I think it was either Discovery Zone or something like that at the time. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about like a giant section of So it's like a big sort of Chuck E. Cheese kind
like
of.
Like they usually fit in a storefront.
I guess less focus on
arcades
and that's what I'm thinking of more.
Yeah, more ball pits and slides.
Oh,
yeah.
One of the sweet roller slides.
Oh, those always pinched me, and I didn't like them.
Okay.
No.
All right. So yeah, this is like for 7-year-olds and younger kind of setup.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna say that's the kind of thing that we have here. So it's tubes and ball pits and like really soft padded toy stuff. And I don't know about size. Did say how big this kind of place is?
Nope.
I'm guessing no bigger than about like a block, if less than that.
So it provides a unique play experience for children aged 18 months to 8 years old.
Ah, okay, 18 months.
There's gourmet coffee, free Wi-Fi, and a comfortable cafe.
Yeah, all right.
So it seems like a decently large place, then.
All right. Well, you pull up to the address. It is currently closed, and there's a big sign out front that says, you know, space for sale kind of deal.
All right. You want to take a look inside?
Anyone in there?
Are there windows?
Yes, there are windows.
Yeah.
Okay. You... peek through the windows and you see exactly that. You see the little concession stand kind of thing and with for popcorn and hot dogs and that kind of stuff, and section with the tube playground part of it, and then off in different corners you've got a little ball pit for like the really young ones. You got a bigger ball pit for sort of the 6 and up crowd.
If we shut this place down, we might sleep in a ball pit.
I got the older kids one.
There are a lot of windows in this place, so the ground floor is basically like visible all over the place. It's safety glass, but it's
yes, but we could get some really dark curtains.
It's true.
We could paint it black.
Yeah, all you gotta do is wait for some car to come smash through the windows during the day.
That's why we're in the ball pit.
Contingency.
I start looking for code violations.
Okay.
I'm going to start shooting this place down in a hurry.
all right, so remind me who had finance?
I have one, but...
All right, intelligence plus finance, please. Difficulty...
First, code violations?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No, there's no code violations.
Ooh, a botch.
That botched.
Wow. Okay.
Botch.
I like numbers.
Numbers are pretty.
Nerf.
Sorry, what was the death?
6.
Four successes.
All right.
Like a motherfucking boss.
Wait, does analytical apply? Because then it's five.
Yes.
Okay.
Analytical would apply. So, regardless of what property you decide to buy, buying something outright with cash is going to set up red flags in places. And given how entrenched certain entities probably are in this town, if you're looking for secrecy of presence, this might not be the smartest avenue. Just saying. The rest of you guys just like, dirt, ball pit.
Slides.
I think I can count the balls.
One, two.
I bet those cost like 5 cents a piece.
We think this place has an alarm.
I go and I look on the side of the wiring.
The anybody looking for that kind of stuff, perception plus larceny, please. Difficulty six, just because I'm being nice.
I would like to argue that since I was an electrician and installed quite a few, I could just look at where I would install inside the building. I'm just looking through the window and say, oh, there's something there. I put something right there.
Okay, so you're saying that your code knowledge would make it easier for you to look for these things.
Yes. And being a prior electrician, knowing that I installed them.
All right, I'll give you a diff 5 instead. Actually, no, it should be a 2. Okay.
So crafts skill?
No, diff is still perception larceny, but diff 4.
Got it.
Okay,
I also got 1.
All right, 1.
I got 2.
You got 2. Okay, so there are security. I mean, whether or not they're on, you're not sure, but you can see security features. Like there's a couple of cameras pointing at the entrance. There's one pointing at the concession stand, sort of cash register area. You can see in the windows that there is sort of contact points that if the windows are broken, something will probably go off. And the locks on the doors are heavy duty. I mean, they could be picked if you had such a skill or finesse. But it's not Fort Knox, but there's enough here that conceivably, if you did not have the alarm code, because you can see the keypad, little alarm thing behind the counter, the concession stand kind of thing, that if you set off the alarm and weren't able to really hack that thing in a jiffy, you'd probably have some trouble pretty quick.
Of course it's got an alarm. Look there.
Yep, this exactly. Sam notices the bits and pieces a bit more than the rest of you.
Jesus, what are they trying to protect? Their slides soaked in kid piss? Well,
definitely the ball pit.
Well, to be honest, the security system isn't any more complex than, say, a good-sized Brinks system, just with a security camera or two. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but it is enough that, you know.
Probably an insurance thing.
Who's got larceny on their sheet and how much?
I have a dot.
A dot? Two. Two dots. Zero?
Zero dots.
Oh, you're at zero. Is larceny in the second column or the first column?
Second.
Oh, well then, okay, well, I'll let it pass. Okay. If you don't have any dots in something in the second column, your difficulty goes up by two, so it would have evened out your code violation thing, but whatever. Okay, so wrong.
Okay.
And you don't have any?
Yeah, I didn't check.
Okay,
so.
All right.
Because she's not a cheater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Right. She doesn't steal anything.
No.
No, I just ask people to give it to me.
There you go. There you go.
No, I mean, Georgie the human is not cheating at playing vampire.
Oh.
Like, Brandon is cheating at playing vampire.
Oh, I see.
Look, man, you flip me off all you like. It's true. You're awful.
No.
Well, if he's going to cheat on something, that really doesn't give him much of any advantage. But anyway.
That's the worst thing, is he's terrible at it.
Yeah, be better at cheating.
I
like me.
I have a copy of the sheet here somewhere, so I can always double-check things, if that's the problem.
You should definitely double-check.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 5 dots, everything.
Okay. I'll remember that.
I somehow got 6 dots and everything, so...
Yeah, so this is a security system that could conceivably be defeatable by someone with the skill, and it would be that big of a deal, but it's still a security system.
All right, so what was next on the list?
Missile silo.
Alright, closest one I found was in Kansas.
That would be a drive.
That would be a drive.
Mm-hmm. Probably a nicer place.
Yeah.
Regardless,
cheaper too.
I've been thinking probably buying a business outright in cash in the middle of the night might draw some attention to us.
Mm.
Sure.
I can see that.
You been in Vegas?
Not a Vegas expert. We could move to Boston.
I am a Vegas expert.
Like,
seems to me that guys with bags of cash probably do stuff like this.
So, the Giovanni know that you have a giant bag of cash.
Yeah.
And you're planning on staying in town.
Yeah, but I don't care if the Giovanni know where I am.
Okay. I'm just saying. Yeah. This is just to let you know that it is a thing that could become important.
Sure. So
it's all about the business with them.
I don't think any of us has a credit score good enough to get a loan.
Also, we're legally dead.
That's also a problem.
I'm probably considered an escaped convict.
Both, yeah.
Yeah, most if not all of you, I'd say, just for background purposes, are either considered missing or presumed dead after the hurricane since you didn't come back. So,
yeah.
So
do we just give up and rent a place? Forever?
Until we can set up some...
So boring, but I guess we could go rent a shitty townhouse or something. You know, with beds and showers and shit.
I do like showers.
You don't sweat.
Yes, but I get grime on me. Do you know how filthy the air is?
Yeah, that's why we should go to Boston.
Isn't the air also really filthy there?
Yeah, but you don't get shit about it. Then eventually it'll rain or snow and wash you off.
I don't think we can rent a townhouse without social security numbers and shit.
We got a big bag full of money.
We could always,
Were you going to finish that?
How much does my character know about ghouls?
You know how they work in the other senses. Like, you know, you give somebody their blood and they become gradually your servant over time. Yes.
Why are we supposed to not do that?
Yeah.
So the Sabbat tend to shy away from having mortals around them just because they generally see them as cattle more than anything else and mostly untrustworthy. The closest in the Sabbat that comes to trustworthy, not humans but not vampires, would be the Revenants. And those are the families that are attached to the Zemitzi that are born ghouls, as a nature of what they are, rather than main ghouls. One family, which is the Grimaldi. So that's why that guy's last name is what it is. So, yeah, you don't... If you have a ghoul, it's most likely an animal. And if you do have a human ghoul, it's most likely for exceedingly temporary purposes. Someone you're probably not going to let live afterwards. But that's sort of the stereotypical Sabbat like party line. You guys can do whatever you want, obviously.
What you thinking?
That at least for the time being, we should probably just go get a townhouse and give them a big pile of money.
Okay.
Just rent a townhouse?
You got a better plan? Don't say the chapel.
It's definitely the chapel.
No.
At the very least, maybe we should consider it as a business investment.
You don't want a 24-hour business.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Listen, I get hungry. Just like I'm hungry now.
You're you guys in Las don't... Vegas. There's all kinds of loose women that are probably married.
So, yes, just to remind.
I do remember.
Okay.
I like Felix. Okay. I'll die for Felix. It doesn't mean I'll endorse his dumb shit ideas.
Okay, just making sure.
I have some special refined taste. So how do we get this on a more continual basis? Because if we're stopping and staying,
I'd consider buying the fucking chapel, but we're not living there.
Done. I'll accept that. I think that's a great idea.
So can we table the chapel until we solve our living situation?
Right, we kind of got a hard deadline of sunrise.
Yep.
Well, couldn't we find,
we can sleep
like,
in the camper tonight.
Yeah, like a campground and...
Stop at Walmart, park in the
Well, couldn't we... Are there campgrounds near Las Vegas that we could potentially rent a campsite?
I would presume there's something like that. A trailer park somewhere.
Yeah.
There's gotta be.
Yeah, and that doesn't... Putting cash down on a space for a while is probably not that big of a deal, if that's what you wanted to do, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
So we can find a more suitable place.
Okay. It's not going to be any great shakes to find a trailer park.
We make our fine campground roll.
Yeah. So. you find that for, let's see, we'll say it's outside this direction somewheres. A little bit further outside the strip than anything else. Any fine, you know. Space. You got a little rental office there at the front, sort of pay as you go kind of deal. I'll say it's like $100 a week or something like that. I don't know what trailer park spaces go for. Something cheap.
Yeah, sounds right. All
right,
cool.
Okay. So now you have
text the address to Vetter.
Okay.
Where we're at.
All right.
Hope he can get here, however the hell he's getting around.
Yep.
He'll get here.
Somewhere near in the middle of the night, your phone rings.
Okay.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Yes, Lindsay.
I apologize. I look to see who's calling.
Is
it a number that would be in my contacts book?
It's the number you punched into the payphone before you arrived in Las Vegas.
I will answer. Hello?
Lindsay.
Yes?
It's Gallipus.
I noticed.
I've received a call from Dante Putanesco.
Okay. Do you know what it is concerning?
What? Is she really?
He's definitely like really pissed at me right now.
He just calls and said, boo! And then hung up. Like, oh, I have no idea what's going on.
I should call those idiots in Las Vegas.
I'm like right there watching. I'm like,
are you really saying these things to this guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you.
If you do not wish my counsel, I can simply hang up.
Sorry, I'm just a little cranky.
I would imagine so, given what I have heard from Dante.
What did he say?
He said that there was some kind of argument or something.
An argument?
I do not know the details. He simply said that he wished to... thank me for sending my emissaries to visit, and that you were all relatively pleasant, and that there was some friction.
Okay.
Would you care to expand on that for my edification?
It was just an issue happened where we ran into some cam, I believe, and... Then we helped him with a job when we were doing a job for Dante.
Oh. Tell me about the cavalry.
Well, apparently their prince has died, or recently here, so they're kind of weakened here.
Benedict is dead.
That's what the Giovanni told us.
Was the Giovanni that did it?
That was not elaborated on.
It would be self-destructive if that was their action. Do you understand the relationship between the Giovanni and the Camarilla?
Not entirely.
Long ago, there was a agreement formed between their organizations that said that the Giovanni would stay out of the Camarilla's business so long as the Camarilla stayed out of the Giovanni's business. And mm-hmm. so long as the separation was kept, there would be no war or something. The Giovanni enjoy their neutrality. They try to stay out of the politics, though they do have a tendency to supply either side with the resources necessary to fight the other. But they can be relied upon to not want to get involved in our problems.
Yes.
If the prince is dead, that is an interesting occurrence. And what have you decided to do?
Right now we're looking at more permanent lodgings.
Oh. You decided to stay?
Well, I know Felix is very interested in getting the cam out of here, so to speak.
Very admirable goal. What do you know of the population, the territory amongst the Cainites there?
We know that they own the Mirage.
Who?
The Cams?
No. Apologize. The Camarilla are there, the Giovanni are there. Are there any other groups? How many are there? Do you know these things?
Not too much. I know the Giovanni told us that there was something weird in one place.
The Luxor.
In the Luxor.
Mm-hmm.
That they, I don't think, know what's there.
There's Anorths, too.
And there's Anorths around.
Do you know how many and where they are? The Anorths.
Let me ask my companions if they remember any of this.
Well, it is...
to the east.
It's just referential. The Sabbat originated from an Anarch revolt. To put it roughly, evolved Anarchs. If there are Anarchs there in the city, they could be a valuable asset or even turned if given the right pressures.
Okay.
But that is if you're intending to take the fight to the Camarilla.
Okay, thank you for that information.
You have a unique opportunity, let's see. There are no other Sabbat in the area that I'm aware of. Of course, that could change if things are more hospitable for our group. And you are at the front line of a battle. You are the general, and the others in your pack are your soldiers.
Okay.
This is the mentality I think you should take as you proceed.
Okay.
It cannot be too spontaneous. You must plan these things out. Since you do not know the geography and the layout of the population and the other things, you must do some reconnaissance.
Okay.
Have you spoken to our friend, Mr. Grimaldi, yet?
We have not.
I called ahead to him and told him to possibly expect your arrival. Okay. He has resources and accommodations for you, should you need them.
Okay.
And he has been there for some time, and though he is not as plugged into the situation as perhaps, say, some of the other Cainites might be, he has been observing things for quite some time, and he knows enough to perhaps help you in your investigations.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything else I can do? Anything else you can tell? What's the Giovanni?
What exactly are you looking for Dr. Giovanni?
Who did you speak to? What did you meet? What did you observe?
We spoke to Dante, and I believe his sire, though she did not give us her name.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I wonder what his sire is doing now. Dante, as I understand it, has been one of the two major Giovanni in the city for some time. Him and what was his name? Rothstein, something like that. The two of them have been fighting over Las Vegas on the Giovanni side of things for many years.
Yes, I believe there was some incident with a cousin.
Mm-hmm. Well, As I say, if you stay out of the Giovanni's business, they will likely leave you alone for the sake of their own interests. But as you are only just arrived, I would advise that you stay as far away from them as possible. Unless you have business to conduct, and only then so long as you make sure you're on the winning end of any agreements.
Okay.
Keep me informed if anything should happen. This is surprising news. A Camarilla prince, especially one as powerful and old as Benedict, does not die easily. So I'm curious, but grateful at the same time. Mm-hmm. Take care.
You as well.
Good. What did he say?
He said that the now I forgot what the A1s were called.
Anarchs
could potentially be swayed to our side.
Good.
To help against the camps. And that he has informed Rinaldi, was that?
Grimaldi.
Yeah. That he might expect us.
Ooh.
And he suggests we do more reconnaissance before taking on the camp.
Yes.
To get the lay of the land better.
Let's see what Alexander knows. See what work we need to get done.
We should go see him.
When is the next full moon?
As luck would have it, that's coming up. That's actually something I need to talk to you about over email in the near future. Because that's going to be a little project. And there's no system. Well, there's a system for this in the book, but it's completely optional. So when we do the Valdery again, just as a reference, instead of doing what the book does, which is a very sort of gradual shift potential for your changes, I'm just going to do it all flat again, and everything's just going to change. Well, it could change dramatically, or it could not change at all.
Maybe people will start liking Andy.
It's possible. Everybody might have a tend to Andy after this is all over with. Yes. Everybody might completely hate you.
I reject that world.
Yeah, but that will be coming up. But it will have to be a bit of a event.
Because
you're going to have to write up a sermon of some kind.
That will all space out for.
I'll pop on, don't worry.
Bam.
You're paying attention.
And
yes, but we're in awe of you, but not really listening.
And there's plenty of little rituals to be done if you plan on going like on a hunt for a Camarilla member or something. Like the blood bath and a bunch of other things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, after all your hunting around and driving around and talking to people and going places and looking at stuff, it's getting near on to the point where you might as well as camp for the night.
Yep.
Or for the day, I should say.
We should speak with Grimaldi
tomorrow.
Okay. So, you'll pack up in your blacked out camper.
I turn on the alarm.
Sure. I will say that this camper is about as tricked out for daytime security as you can get within reason, because you've had it for quite a while.
So, Felix, how are you doing on food?
I'm hungry.
Yep.
How much time do we have left?
You should go hang out by the bathrooms.
They go hang out by the bathrooms.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
If you can't find the Skanky Trail.
Nope. I just wait.
There's no hope.
Yep. And wait. Does anyone show up? Yeah.
If
you're looking for a married woman, just check for the black eye.
Oh, sorry. That was the fiancé.
Boy, we suddenly got really dark.
It's a trailer park.
It's also
if there's two black eyes, she was told twice and didn't listen.
Oh. So you're just hanging around the women's restroom.
Pretty much. I'll pretend like I'm smoking or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming you're holding nothing, but just have the hand.
No. I'm sure I can find an old cigarette or something on the ground or something. And just
nice. You might catch something, man.
Yeah, I'm a vampire.
That's how you get the herpes.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, well, after some creepy loitering.
Yeah, creepy loitering, that's exactly what it is.
It looks like that.
Oh, God. That looks like a guy I used to know. So sort of a
So your stereotypical middle-aged retiree woman, like, walks up to go to the restroom. She's sort of like, it looks like she's here on vacation, mm-hmm. like she's driving the country with her husband kind of thing as they're retired. And she's sort of in the flip-flops and shorts and sort of tank top kind of deal.
Okay.
And she had glasses, and she's kind of walking up, and she's kind of goes,
hello. Oh, hello. By the way, I'm going to go to the restroom.
Yeah, she's,
I'll be polite.
She's got a...
You'll let her go first?
Thanks. Yeah, so she doesn't go all
euphoric. Gotta flush all the toxins.
Right? Yeah. Because if she goes all euphoric in your arms or something, she's just going to empty your bladder all over you. So she's got a wedding ring and all that fun stuff. So she goes in there. Does your business and starts making your way out.
Yep. And this is the question. This is the part where I'm not sure where I want or if I as a.
Yeah.
So I know that. How much was it? The three? I had established three was okay earlier.
How much medicine do you have?
Zero.
Okay.
Because that roll, that's what I'm basing. I'm trying to remember the roll. It was what, three? And I thought three was okay last time I rolled.
Well, you can't make the roll without. The knowledge.
He's saying well, past like experience. Prior experience.
Yeah.
Last time I took three and I didn't seem to kill the person.
Yeah, last time you took three and the lady like fell over and got to like have to call the ambulance.
Oh, so three's too much.
Yeah, the lady in the dressing room. You were like,
on the other hand, you are really goddamn hungry, right?
I am.
He's half empty.
Well, he's half empty, half. So. There will be a self.
I thought it was worse than that.
There will be a self-control roll, but it won't be a super high gift. But
that hooker was married, and he was able to suck some out of her.
Yeah, I had leftovers.
You're welcome. With toilet water.
I had leftovers, but
delicious toilet water on hooker blood.
So, what are you doing here?
Oh, my husband and I are on vacation.
Oh, where are you from?
We're from Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
You sound like you're from up north.
Oh yeah, you betcha. on vacay here myself.
No.
Yeah.
Are you with your family?
Yeah. You betcha.
Ah. It's like talking to my great grandmother.
Your great grandmother?
She's from Milwaukee. I'm waiting to find out what your strategy is on this one this time.
Think you're looking at it.
No, the question is I'm not sure whether I should just go straight up and just take it, because then I'll bring problems for the family later. But I'm really hungry. But if I... Yeah, sure, why not? Okay, fine. I will. Nope,
straight up. Maybe you should trip and land with your mouth clamped on her neck.
Nope.
That's right.
Nope. I'm popping presents.
Okay, which one?
On her. I'm going to whammy her.
With which one?
The level 3.
Oh.
Yes.
Full on enchantment.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me remind myself as to the roll for that. Yes. Yeah. Appearance.
Because I don't want to do dominate, because then she'll wake up and then call the police and then we'll have something later on. No.
Okay. So. Necromancy. I remember what it was in third ed. I'm pretty sure it's the same in this ed. We'll make sure. Okay, entrancement. You spend a blood point.
Yep, got it.
And roll appearance plus empathy.
Appearance plus empathy.
Difficulty is equal to the target's current willpower points. So that's not going to be too tough given that she's old, etc. So the number of successes determines how long the subject is entranced as per the chart below. So, if you're going to go. Appearance plus empathy?
Yeah, I think I can limit it, right?
You can cap your successes, yes, if you declare it ahead of time.
And what is the
So, one success is an hour, two successes is a day, three successes is a week, etc., etc.
So, a day?
It goes hour, day, week, month, year.
Day, so probably we'll be gone in a day, so probably a day.
So, two successes, you want to cap it?
Yeah, two successes. Because I just want it for a day. Yeah, a day.
Aww. You look like you're ready for a part in Greece.
Okay. We'll do a week. Sure, we'll cap it.
As long as
sure,
I
why not?
Cap with three successes.
Yeah, three successes. Yeah, a week.
Having a blast.
Okay. So,
difficulty 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
6.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have been transferred for over a year. But you capped at 3, so a week.
Yes.
All right. So you
look
at her, put the whammy on.
Yes.
Oh.
Ew, yes. How about we go out back?
Excuse me?
I think you're such a beautiful woman. I have a hard time.
Oh.
Just a kiss?
Good Christ.
So I take her.
I feel dirty.
Over behind there.
I just want to point out that this vampire game is not your personal erotic simulator.
Oh, it is now. Oh, yes.
Don't touch me.
I'm feeding Bran his granny porn.
Yes. Granny porn it is.
It is always grannies, isn't it?
So.
Yes, it is. I don't understand this. But
well, it's because Ross is 163.
Yeah.
This is an attractive woman. Grannies are hot.
Yes.
I have no gender anymore. It shriveled up and fell off. 100 years ago.
All right. Oh, that's sad, man.
I know.
Oh, your poor 30s.
I know what you're doing. So, what's your humanity score right now?
6.
Okay. And what's your nature?
My nature is a visionary.
Okay. So, she blindly follows you back, like just. But she's you can. You're high up. I know you have a high empathy score.
Yes.
There is a mixture of confused love and absolute terror.
That's
fine. But the terror is completely... Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... yeah. So, yeah, she follows you willingly behind the little...
the bathrooms. Yeah,
bathrooms, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll kiss her for 2.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Does she pass out anything?
So you take one back for what you spent on the presents. You take one more for good measure. Let me. She's not in the best shape. She's kind of wobbly. She's not like falling on the ground like the lady at the at the changing room. But she's definitely looks like she's. I guess the best analogy I can come up with is sort of like somebody who's been doped up a bit. She's kind of like, I feel faint.
Oh, well, maybe you should go rest for a little while. Oh. Yeah, go rest.
And she kind of like starts,
sort
of trying to remember which direction is back to her camper, and she's kind of stumbles off. But then she looks back and she's like, do you need anything?
No. You take care of you. We'll meet here tomorrow again. Tomorrow night.
I make a really good pie.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Could I stay with you?
No. You just rest for tonight. But we'll talk tomorrow. Maybe I can get one of those pies.
Yeah.
Poor woman's husband. Why the fuck are we at the grocery store getting pie filling?
She tries to make a pie in her camper with nothing that she has available to make a pie, but she tries anyway.
You haven't made a goddamn pie in 30 years.
Yep, that's fine. Okay, I'll wait for her to leave, make sure she leaves, and then I'll go back.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, she very reluctantly.
Yeah.
Very, very, very.
No, I'll be very insistent. You need to rest.
Because you gave her, like, super orgasm, and she's entranced to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was her first orgasm.
In 30 years.
No.
40?
Ever.
50. Just her first orgasm.
Kissing some random stranger behind the bathroom. That's going to mess with her for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Why did I do that?
Because you're
a monster.
No, I mean, yeah. It was just a kiss, though. It's all it was. Yeah.
Whatever you got to tell yourself.
Yeah, so, I go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got now up one blood.
I'm down to 4 now, so I'll be at 5 again tomorrow. I'm maintaining now.
Yes. All right. Any other late night adventures people want to go on?
Nope.
Okay. I'm sensing a downturn in enthusiasm. I don't know if people want to wrap up now or we want to continue.
We can go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah, make sure.
I'm just a little sleepy, so.
All right. I don't know what people's schedules are for tomorrow either, how late.
I don't have work tomorrow.
Well,
I still do, but
well, don't worry about it. Let me take a break to finish my sandwich. I'm not eating through stuff.
That's fine.
I'm a little hungry. Sure. Yes.
Sure.
There is darkness left in the night.
Yeah, I'll try to do it again.
Okay.
But we don't have to do the whole granny pouring.
Yeah, we'll... Thank you for that.
Yes,
yeah.
but Ross wants to do that.
Oh, I mean, you can see how it's working. I'm getting one...
Well, I'm halfway there.
I'm still trying to...
It's the most action I've gotten in 60 years, so... I'll take what I can get.
These poor ladies at the trailer park, we need to stay there again. There's that hot guy by the bathrooms.
Jay.
That's like that... What was that movie where the... It was like a Spike Lee movie where a guy becomes like the go-to guy to impregnate lesbians or something. That's hilarious.
I remember seeing a movie like that when I was a kid, but it was like about a world where everybody was eunuchs except for some guys. I don't know.
The only thing about eunuchs I remember from when I was a kid was Ice Pirates.
No.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Well, it was a terrible movie, but it was a great movie for being that terrible.
Sure.
We can roll to see what we get.
So instead of doing a scene, and this will be the baseline we do for any hunting in the future that doesn't require or no one wants to do a scene for.
Yeah.
So the attribute and ability combination should be used to correspond to the method by which the player describes the character's hunting technique.
Okay.
For example, appearance plus subterfuge might represent a lusty tryst at a nightclub that ends in one of the lovers slaking her thirst.
Yep.
Stamina plus athletics, which suggests a harrowing chase across a swath of city parkland, and which in streetwise might be interpreted as a deadly game of cat and mouse. Okay. So you're being more social, obviously.
Yes.
In this situation.
Yes.
So if you're not going to use presence again, I don't know if you were or not.
No, probably not.
Okay, so we're just going to do straight appearance plus subterfuge when we get to the chart thing here. Let's see, I would call this. Lower income / bohemian, for lack of a better... I am saying for lack of a better here, because there is really, for lack of a better description, out of this chart. So that is a difficulty 5, and let me make sure it's not the successes. Success on this roll indicates the vampire is found and subdued prey in a manner appropriate to her methods and the area. She may now ingest as many blood points as she wishes to take from the victim.
Yeah.
Yes. Failure indicates that the hour, and this is, so this takes an hour.
Okay.
Failure indicates that the hour is spent looking fruitlessly, while a botch indicates a complication. That is up to me.
Yep.
So, yeah, so you get to roll your appearance and your subterfuge, difficulty 5.
Okay. Appearance, subterfuge. Got it. Difficulty 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 successes.
All right, so...
Motherfucker.
So, over the course of an hour, you definitely find a person. And now you get to decide how much blood you're going to take from this person.
Sure.
Given that you're a venture, it probably should have made the difficulty higher, but then, of course, there's a trailer price here as a ship. Ventures have it bad for hunting. It sucks to be a venture. Or Giovanni.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both do. I'm really thirsty.
Yep.
No, I'd take 4 this time.
Okay.
Because 3, this seems to knock them out. 4, they'll knock them out, but they'll be fine.
I love this logic.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's just a matter of how, the degree of sleep I'm putting them to.
Yeah.
You went to Johns Hopkins, right?
Nope, nope. Okay. And I have no in medicine whatsoever. 0. So that's why how I can justify this, sir.
Okay. You take 4 blood points from a... sort of 30s, early 40s woman.
Sure, yeah. She's fit. She's young. She can handle the sleep.
She's, like, collapses in your arms after you're done.
Sure, I'll just set her down right there next to the bathroom.
Okay. Yep. She's propped up against the wall of the restroom area.
Yeah, somebody will find her. She'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you are now 4 up from where you were.
I'm full. Yay!
All right, so anyone else doing any other adventures before we close down for the evening?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, so as far as you all know, actually, I'm going to pick someone to have some fun here. So everybody roll conscience.
Conscience.
And make a diff.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to say 4.
No.
You got 1?
Well, I got a 1 to cancel that 9 out. No.
Yeah, I got
10. 0. Yeah, no. No one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
No one has a dream or nightmare. I was going to throw something in there or something.
I like it.
Yeah. I like it.
Feel bad about slaughtering all those people.
Or something good. Because if somebody got a 10, I was then going to roll a high or low and see what I gave you.
And there's
no system in the book. And it only happens regularly if you have a particular flaw, but I just thought for the sake of
it. I like it. I love it.
That's nice.
Would not necessarily have any mechanical effect except for just flavor. Wow. Knows what. Or if you're really lucky, maybe it was a psychic dream. I don't know. Anyway. So, as far as you know, the day passes without noticeable incident, though. Yeah. Who's got the highest perception? What's
mine's maybe? 3.
Probably him.
I guess 3.
3.
3.
3.
Two.
Okay, so
I get crazy alertness.
Yeah, you do. Let me check something real quick, because that wouldn't come up now. Waking up. What is the rule for waking up?
Oh, that says crowds.
There we go. See, awakening. Okay, see, awakening. Well, a White Wolf index that's actually helpful.
Bullshit. Well, wait. You haven't gotten to awakening yet.
Yes.
Bullshit and lies.
263. Okay. 263. White Wolf.
See, there we go.
It was on 262. The bottom of 262.
I'm going to call that a win for a White Wolf index.
Yes. Yeah. All
right. It got you to the right fold in the book.
Right. All right.
If you're a plus or minus 10 pages, that's a success.
A vampire disturbed in his haven while the sun is in the sky may roll perception plus aspects rating if the vampire has it versus difficulty 8 to notice the disturbance. Okay, so everybody roll perception. And if you have aspects, add those dots as dice.
Okay.
And the difficulty is 8.
1.
Nothing.
1 success.
2.
2 successes.
0.
0 successes. Dip 8.
Oh, I did.
Dip 8.
I might get another one because it was perception. I only rolled 2. Nope, okay. Just 1.
Don't worry, he's got it.
That's your perception plus aspects?
I have 4 in alertness.
No.
He didn't say
perception.
Alertness.
Oh, just perception. If you have aspects, add aspects. But it's just perception. Straight perception. Sorry.
It's like, Jesus Christ, man.
That was better, actually.
Yeah, that's 5.
Okay. All right.
I felt really goddamn good about my 2.
All right. Now, so those of you that got successes, how many got successes?
2.
Yo. All right, so you're still asleep. Okay, so everybody got successes. Now I need you to roll your humanity rating. Also difficulty 8.
Humanity rating? What's that?
It's
up
just,
there.
Yeah,
okay.
So you have your humanity, you roll that number. And this is also difficulty 8.
2.
2?
Dos.
Okay.
It was 8?
Or no, sorry, 0.
Okay.
I held up a 0, I said yes. Dos. I don't understand that.
Okay, I have 1 because the one's
ordering
okay.
Seconds.
Yes.
So 1 humanity.
Okay.
Humanity is bullshit. Fuck humanity.
So, you hear it, but you can't quite get yourself to actually wake
care.
Up. You two... wake up, and so for every success you got on that second roll, that's how many turns you have to act. And since we're not in combat, turns effectively last 3 minutes or so. So take your successes times 3 minutes. That's how long. So anyway, you three hear a firm rapping at the door, but you're like,
yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. You two hear it, you're awakened by it, and you can choose to do whatever you can if you want to do anything.
It's still check daytime, right?
Oh, oh yeah, no, you realize quite clearly, I mean, you're just like, you're like, I mean, you can function, you're awake, but you know it's not time to wake up yet.
Fucking hell, what do you want?
Police.
You shouldn't have said anything.
Sorry, folks, we need to check on everything. We have a lady out here who got injured. We just need to make sure everything's all right.
Is there anyone in, the direct path of the door?
Is there anyone within?
If I open the door and step aside, Is the light going to come in and fry any of my friends?
Probably not.
No, not the way the campers are. No.
I'm going to say, come in and open the door and step us off.
Shit.
Okay, so you're not exposed to the sunlight, but you see the sunlight.
Yeah.
And your beast is like, holy shit. Now, I'm going to be magnanimous here and give you a chance to step back in time
if
you really want to do this.
I don't see you.
You'll freak out. Like, just like with the fire
thing? So if you open up the door and you see the sunlight, I'm going to make you make a Rotrek check. And if you fail that, you will, like, run screaming away and all hissy-fangy because your beast is going to say, like, fuck no, get me away from the sunlight. Since you have some control over it, it's not going to be a high diff, but it's still going to be there. Also, indirect sunlight, which you will be exposed to just by sake of reflection, is still something that can damage you.
I don't see a better super bad option.
Just go back in time and say, just don't answer.
Yeah.
He's being nice. Just be quiet. Go away.
If I will let you...
That seems lame to me.
Well, that's... I will give you the option, but it'll cost you a willpower point. To sort of abort your action for the sake of fairness here.
You have a crazy... Yeah.
So you have an out, but there will be a cost because you
seem super lame to me.
That's entirely up to you.
I love it. I love everything about it.
This is good. Yeah, this is going to be great.
Go hide up front.
I will hide in, like, the bathroom.
Okay.
Like, pretend now, I'm going to the bathroom.
And not that I'm being overly kind, but because I played in a game before where they had a camper van set up like this, and there were... layers of blackout curtains. There was a blackout curtain between them and any entrance that might reveal that thing. Makes so between sense. The doors. So everybody is piled in into the sleeping area behind a thick curtain that you can open the door.
Yeah.
No one else will be in the way of it. And barring somebody opening up that curtain, no one is likely to be damaged by anything. I am curious, though, before we proceed... Maybe I should just go with it.
Let's go. Let's see what happens.
All right. Yeah. All right.
It might be the better show next week.
Yeah.
Better. You guys are all fine.
Galactus sends Vetter 4 new assholes.
Ew. And he really does because this is a meat sea. Here's 4 new assholes.
I go to the bathroom in our camper and pretend I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, you're going to do something?
I'm awake.
Okay. If you walk out of that space, you're going to have to make the same roll.
No, like...
The bathroom would be in that space, right?
Yeah, the bathroom would be in the space.
Well, you don't need to use the bathroom because you're down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hiding in the bathroom.
I know. Like,
you're going to hide in the bathroom.
He's all going to open the door. I'm going to pretend I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay. All right. Let me get back to the Rotrek rules here. 299. Let's see if they actually fall on.
Super excited for you to go nuts on this cop.
And you go black.
What? And then he comes to Trish to shove the cop in the bathroom.
That's why she's in the bathroom.
Motherfucker, toilet's your thing, bro.
Wash away the sin.
Okay, so...
What did your parents teach you about
pooping? Oh, boy. Okay, all right.
That's really bad.
Get a gallery, calm down. Okay, so... Oh, man.
It's going to be amazing. I love it.
A vampire seeking to avoid Rotrek requires a courage roll. As with Frenzy, 5 successes must be accumulated to ignore the beast completely, though fewer successes enable the vampire to overcome her fear for a greater or lesser period of time. Failure means the vampire flees madly from the danger, making a beeline for safety and tearing apart anything or anyone that gets in her way.
So he's got to get 5 successes on, like, 3 dice?
So
expensive willpower.
So you get to make 1 roll per turn, and you accumulate successes up to 5.
Got it.
So for the sake of this initial interaction, he makes 1 roll.
Yeah.
And as long as he gets 1 success, you can kind of hold it up.
Sure.
The problem, obscured sunlight, which is kind of what this is difficulty 7.
Okay.
So roll your courage, and you may spend a willpower if you wish. Well, let me take it back. 1 willpower point may be spent to maintain control for 1 turn. You can't make a willpower use on the roll itself, apparently. Oh. But you can use willpower if you just want a sort of an automatic success.
But it doesn't count as a success.
You're right.
Because consistency in the rules.
Right. So you can, if you want to spend a willpower and make a roll, you'll be able to maintain control, and whatever successes you get will count towards your accumulated 5 over time.
That seems like the correct idea.
Yes.
Yeah, I will spend a willpower.
Okay, so you spend a willpower. So regardless of what happens here, and I'm going to say you can't really botch this. It's either or. It really is a binary thing. Yeah, right? You freak out or you don't.
Yeah.
So roll your courage, and let's see how many successes you get. Difficulty 7.
2.
All right.
Like a bounce.
All right. Good. So that's in this first round. So you you stand aside, you open the door, and bright desert sunlight rips right through the darkness of the thing. And you just feel this rising inside of your chest of like, but you're like, okay. And you hear the cop outside is like, hello?
I come in.
Sorry, sir, can you come to the door, please?
I really can't. Sunlight makes me break out in lesions.
Give me manipulation, subterfuge. This is a cop.
Yeah, how is my, do I have a penalty for not having subterfuge?
Subterfuge is in the first column, so there's no penalty.
Okay.
So you can just roll your manipulation by itself. You can also spend a willpower on this roll if you'd like to get an automatic success.
Spend all the willpower!
Yes.
Nah.
Okay, so, where are your manipulation difficulty? Oh, God, it's a cop.
Difficulty 73.
Yeah, as old as I am. No. 7.
2 successes.
Woo! 2 dice, motherfucker.
Now the question is he working for the Giovanni?
He's like, all right, sir. May I enter the premises?
Yes, you may.
Okay, so he kind of... So your stereotypical, like, you know, mirror-shaded sort of aviator glasses cop sort of sticks his head in and looks around a little bit and sees the blackout curtains, sees you, like, behind the door. How many people are in the camper, sir?
3.
Have you been here long, sir?
We just got here tonight.
And have you left the, premises for any extended period of time over the course of the evening?
Oh, you got in around the middle of the night.
Now, we had a lady out here who was assaulted in some fashion. She was found unconscious next to a bathroom out here.
Now, for the record, Felix didn't share any of this with us.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So anything you said is not a lie.
Yep.
We're still trying to determine the cause of what happened to her. She's in the hospital right now, but we're trying to make sure there's no one else either injured here, or if it was some kind of incident that nothing untoward is going on.
No.
Can I see your identification, please, sir?
Do I have any kind of identification?
You do.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to say that, you know, unless you specifically would have gotten rid of it back in the day.
Okay.
You would have it?
Well, I don't know. I went to prison.
I'm leaving this to you. Would your character have kept his ID?
Yes, if it was available to me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you did. Yeah, you were killed, thrown into a pit. You weren't spotted before.
Yes, but
yes, but he was on a chain gang.
I was on a
gang.
Prison chain gang.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, so he probably wouldn't have his ID.
No. Then no. Unless you somehow went back to get it or something else, no. I forgot that part. I apologize. I forgot that part.
Oh, don't you know?
That's the sound of a man. Did you see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cadence is awesome.
I love Cadence.
Cadence is awesome.
I am going to slowly push the door closed. Yeah, it's in the back. Let me just go get it for you.
And the officer keeps the door halfway open. And his hand is, like, buttering. Is it reflecting? He doesn't look like he's taking an aggressive stance. It looks like it's completely just sort of reflexive.
Now, to my mind, if this door is half open and I open it from behind it, I can't even cross to the back, right?
So what I'm imagining is that, so this is you standing behind the door, right?
Yeah.
To this side, is where the curtain is in the sleeping area.
Okay. Then yes, I
can. Then the front towards the cab is the area the cop is standing at.
And now inaccessible to me.
Yes.
Okay, I go into the back.
Okay, and you have these two guys sleeping, and you're hiding in the bathroom. So she's absent from the group, but there's only one place she could have gone.
I start slapping Felix around.
So you need to make that same roll again.
He just sleeps.
Conscious? Or was it?
It was... crap. What was it before? That was perception. If you have aspects, but you
perception
don't. So straight perception, difficulty 8.
Nope, I don't wake up.
Okay, he's dead to the world. By all... Yeah. Joke there. You can try again in a second, technically, by those rules. The other person who is not awake is Sam.
Try just shaking Sam.
All right. Well,
perception alertness.
Again.
Perception aspects.
Oh. Only if you have aspects. So straight perception otherwise. Difficulty.
No. In fact, I botched that roll.
Okay. So he really.
You actually just died.
Yeah. Okay. And then. So how many successes did you get on the Mandy roll? You had one. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're coming up. You're starting to feel.
I'm so sleepy.
You're starting to feel the weight of the day come back down on you again. I'll give you one. I'll give you one more round here to try to wake these guys up. So everybody, both of you, roll me perception difficulty 8 again. And that's just part one.
Nope.
Oh God. Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
They are really not waking up.
I go back to the front and kind of shrug. Sorry, it's a bit of a mess back there.
You can't find your identification? Is it up front?
No, I don't drive. I haven't been up there.
Okay. Could I see the identification of the person who drives this vehicle, please? And can I speak to that person, please?
He's asleep. We can definitely get his wallet.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I would appreciate it.
Okay. I go get.
All right, you get. Try it. Sam, roll your perception again.
I have a success.
All right, now you can roll your humanity to see if you actually can act.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, difficulty 8 again. Let's get at least 2 successes.
2 successes and 2 ones.
He just rolls over.
So he really.
He just rolls over.
I pull open the blackout curtain so he can see.
Okay.
I get the wallet.
Okay. Are they alright?
We drove all day and most of the night. We're wicked tired.
I'll need another manipulative stuff for
you. You mean my 2 dice?
Yes. Just to maintain this.
A willpower?
You want to go a willpower?
Yeah, you better.
I'm burning through willpower.
That's the problem.
Willpower's for pussies.
Fine. also, do this.
No.
You didn't.
Nice. My willpower.
All right. And 3. Now I also need you to make another courage roll because we're reaching the point where we need to collect more successes. So you got 2 successes on the last. It's difficulty 7 again.
2 successes.
All right. So you're at 4. You're almost to the point where you can just sort of like shrug it off. Unless you come to the point of actually being exposed in some way. Okay. So he's like, well... Me. The identification.
I hand him the ID.
Okay.
Who'd you hand him?
Mine.
Uh-huh. What was Sam's last name again?
Mackenzie.
Mr. Mackenzie, can you wake up for me, please?
Nothing.
That is something that could wake you up. So every time that there's a stimulus,
I see.
That might wake you up, you get to make a roll. So difficulty 8.
I have a success on the perception.
Right, and then humanity.
All ones. Here we go.
There's a couple successes in there.
And 2 ones.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not. I'm absolutely not.
Wow.
1, 1, 3, 4, 9, 10.
Damn. What are they?
You just want to sleep.
Do not
it's fucking 3 in the afternoon!
So is that a chance for me to wake up as well?
Yes, it is, because this is still things to...
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to have to tell you this, but ever since we proc'd, he's been knocking him back. Raging alcoholic. I mean, we obviously don't let him do it while he drives, but... He's got a problem, and I'm Irish.
I think that might be your XP point of the night. I'm not going to make you roll for that one.
Oh.
So he looks at the ID. I'm going to, for the sake of argument, I say it, as far as it's concerned, it's still valid. That's like a... Where did he come from originally? Was he actually from New Jersey at this point?
I don't know if I said where he was from.
When he was first captured.
But he's probably actually still got a Nevada license, even.
You think so?
Yeah, because he trained UFC here.
Yeah.
For a while.
Okay.
And then grifted for a... You know, just drifted around for a while. Probably never actually had a real address to...
Probably an old address on
there. Well, there's got to be an address on there, so...
Well, yeah, but, like, since he left here, he probably didn't have a permanent home.
Okay.
Right?
It says here that Mr. McKenzie's a resident?
Yeah, I came and picked us all up for our road trip out here.
East Coast?
Yeah. Boston.
Okay. All right, so...
So, are we being accused of something?
No, sir. It's just that we have a very odd incident happening out here. We had a woman who was found unconscious next to a restroom. There had been some other, you know, someone had said they had seen someone hanging around the restroom at one point or another, and we're just trying to make sure that there wasn't someone here doing something nefarious is all.
No, some fucking weirdo, huh?
Something like that.
A lot of goddamn perverts here in Vegas.
I'm loving this accent right now. A lot more than his, but anyway. That's completely personal on my part. Alright, can I see the other gentleman's ID, please?
Oh, sure, we can rummage through all the wallets you want.
I just want to make sure I know who I'm talking to, or at least attempting to talk to.
I get up. Felix's wallet.
Okay, you can try to make your wake-up roll again.
Okay. Ooh, I got one.
All right. Now you roll your humanity to see if you can actually act.
What was it?
Difficulty 8.
One success.
Okay, so you can act for a round, and you wake up, and now you can make a courage roll because you're seeing obscure sunlight.
For
difficulty 8, sorry, 7. Obscure sunlight is 7.
Two successes.
Okay, so you're not completely going to run away batshit crazy, are you? So you wake up, you see a police officer standing there, like, and you're standing next to him, and obscured sunlight, your beast is like, oh.
I whammy him.
With what?
I'm a presence 3. Yeah.
You're going to entrance the police
officer. Yes, I'm going to entrance the police officer.
Yeah. Appearance plus empathy, difficulties is current willpower, so that's going to be...
Let's see if this is all as awkward as you feel, please.
Difficulty 5, appearance plus empathy.
Check.
You got success?
Oh, shit.
Too late.
Nope, I didn't. Okay.
How many successes you get?
1, 2, 3, 4,
did you check to see
5, 4. Because one. So 4 successes.
I think he said it had to be married women.
All right, so...
Maybe he was a woman when he got married.
A month. So you wake up, you look at this cop...
I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah.
He just whips it out.
What seems to be the problem, officer?
It seems to be the officer problem.
Hey, we got an officer problem here.
Raging alcoholic. Oh, I apologize for waking you up, sir. I just have to check on a few things and make sure that there's no problems in here or anything.
Oh yeah, no problems here at all. Just really tired.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can get for you folks while I'm here?
No. We're good. But thanks for checking on us.
Okay.
Thanks for doing your duty.
The ID back to you. So apologize for waking up. I'll come back and check around later and make sure everything's okay. Is that all right with you, sir?
Sure. How about this evening?
Sure.
All right. All right. You have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
Door closed.
Thank fucking Christ.
And
I had that under control, by the way.
And you all flopping on
back. I'm asleep in the
right
bathroom.
Where are you standing? Yeah, you're sitting on the toilet.
Leaning against the wall.
Sam is the only one who got a full night's rest.
Well, that
was an unexpected scene. All right.
Now in the morning, I wake up. Something happened.
Where's Lindsay?
All right, so first and foremost, everybody mark off another point of luck.
Good thing I did take that 4.
What do I need to do to get willpower?
All right, so let's go back. You're a scientist, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back to just to refresh ourselves, because I remember the gist. I used to play a scientist in another game, but this is so wrong. To regain willpower, anytime a logical, systematic approach to a problem helps you solve it, or information gathered logically is of use in another similar situation.
None of that happened.
Yeah, none of that really happened here. So,
but for future reference.
For future reference.
Because I'm burning my willpower.
Yes. Just keep logical.
Apparently unnecessarily, because I'm a dice god.
you should absolutely count on that going forward.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Never spend willpower again. That's really the rule here. So just remember, logical problem solving is kind of the baseline for that. Okay, so...
Panicked cop avoidance doesn't count.
Depending on if that had gone a different way or somehow, then maybe, but they're not really.
No,
I don't see logic in there so much. Opening a sunlit door, really.
Seems like the exact opposite.
Yeah, it seems a little... Yeah. So everybody wakes up. Those of you who were conscious to have that interaction know that something was done, some of you more so than others. And you are completely oblivious. You wake up like,
how you guys doing?
Oh, just fucking great. There's a cop here.
What?
Yeah, middle of the goddamn day.
That's not... Why?
Oh, apparently some fucking pervert was hanging out outside the ladies' room and attacked some lady. So now they're here investigating.
Oh, those perverts here.
Okay. You get to make a perception. Perception manipulation subterfuge.
Manipulation.
You're trying to make them.
Yes.
You didn't do it, and all of you get to make perception empathy. This is all div 6.
I'm assuming he did it, but I'm not going to call him out because he's my brother.
You still have to make the roll. Yeah. You still have to make the roll.
So, do I get a penalty for not having empathy?
Empathy is no penalty because it's the first call.
So it's perception empathy.
So everybody who's not lying currently is a perception empathy. You're rolling manipulation stuff here.
Yes, I'm lying.
Everybody's at div 6. Count up your successes and hold up your hand. 0, 2, 4, 2. You know he's bullshitting. The rest of you are kind of like, okay, maybe he's not.
You are lucky that
I don't know. I have a 4. Yes.
Yeah, you're
so.
Kind of like,
Was she married?
There's definitely a
family sense. Fucking people today, man. I don't know.
All right, so you're...
Well, what the fuck? We're getting out of here, right? Like, yeah. We're going to go see Xandru Cat?
I managed to give him the runaround. Eventually, I got Felix up, and I'm pretty sure he brain-whammed him.
I'm starting the van. Like...
Okay. Also, your wallet's not in your pocket.
Where the fuck's my wallet?
I threw it on the ground somewhere.
Motherfucker!
He needed the CID. It's hard enough explaining to him why you were passed out in the middle of the day and didn't wake up when we shook you. By the way, if he asks, you're a raging alcoholic.
Noted. I find my wallet and then I fucking start the van.
Okay.
Start driving.
Alright. So you already have the address for... where are you headed? I don't want to assume.
Andrew's place. Andrew, what's his name?
Oh, and Alexander.
Alexander.
Alexander Grimaldi.
I'll call him up to sort of give him a heads up that we're heading there.
Cop out there that loves me.
Called the number after about 2 rings. You hear, just before he says hello, you hear sort of like the noises of other people in the background. And you hear a very cultured voice. Hello?
Hello, is this Alexander?
It is.
Hi, this is Lindsay. I believe my mentor has spoken to you that we might be trying to contact you. Was it Galactus?
If you said that in character, that's hilarious.
Galatas.
Galatas?
Ah, yes. I will see you shortly.
Yes, we were heading over.
And it kind of sound like the background gets kind of muffled. Says, "What will you be driving?"
A camper.
Park a block away from here, and when you get to my home, come around the back and knock on the back door.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will relay the parking information to
Do these things.
Okay. So,
no, motherfucker, I put it up on the lawn.
And nail on the horn!
It's Shane McKenzie is here.
That's your custom horn.
That's right.
Bring me some old iced tea, bitch! Alright, so...
America!
Alright, so you follow his instructions and you meander your way a block down the street to the house. It's a relatively nice sort of your basic two-level house garage kind of deal. And there's a wooden fence around it, but there's a little gate on one side, and it's easily just reach over, walk around the back. It seems like sort of your regular old suburban neighborhood kind of deal. So very, very clean, middle class. The backyard is, it's got an outdoor, one of those above ground outdoor pool things.
Sure.
So it's not one of the ones built into the deal. And there's a sort of screen door in the back off to the side. There's a sliding glass, dining room slash kitchen door off to the far end, but there's, so maybe this is the laundry room or something.
Slider. Slider. I just start walking up to the sliding glass door.
The back door, yeah.
No, there's two. There's the sliding glass door, and then there's the back door.
Yeah, he didn't specify, so I'm picking the slider.
All right. So as you walk up, you see that there's, like, a dinner party going on as you come up to...
Oh.
In there. There's, like, then people, there's people kind of milling around.
Then I go to the other door.
Okay. So, rap, rap, rap. And after a second or two, he's got like that. You know who Danny Kaye is by any chance? The old dancer, singer, actor guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
White Christmas.
No, yes. I'm young. A little bit, yeah. All right, I know. Look up Danny Kaye real quick. Because this is the kind of image I thought of when I thought of what Grimaldi would say.
So are all the people you think of in black and white, you know?
So like a pop. That's racist.
What's it look like?
There's colored pictures of Danny Kaye.
Yeah, but it's old. White Christmas was, in fact, a color movie.
It's true.
Yes, but was it one of those movie. Ones that they had to paint in
it's,
the color?
It's one of the few of those era-type musical movies that I don't mind watching so much. Anyway, so he's got that sort of, like, molded, wavy, blonde hair.
Christmas wrong.
And he looks...
Google knows what's up.
You spelled Christmas wrong. I missed, I missed the T.
Why you gotta bring your atheism at me, bro?
That sounds like the title of some neo-religious movie. I spelled Christmas wrong. Starring Kirk Cameron.
Yeah. You okay?
Dude, making it sound like I spelled it with a goddamn K.
Yeah.
No, you spelled it with a Q, which is even weirder.
Christmas! Oh, it's Christmas!
It's in VistaVision.
There you go.
And in Technicolor. So yes, I think it is fake color.
Yeah. I just found it. I was like, what?
It's as real color as they had back then.
So,
and if you it,
back in your youth.
Clear coat. It doesn't,
you know,
you can't feel it.
So no. The last time I watched White Christmas, it was on one of those super progressive scan deals that makes everything look like it's filmed yesterday.
Look awful? Yeah.
No, I mean, it looked awful in the sense that it looked like it was videotaped yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was creepy to see it that crisp. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, am I watching a stage play being broadcast live? It was really odd. But anyway, because old movies on that are really... Or Next Generation Star Trek.
Yeah.
The first time I saw that, blew my mind. Anyway, moving on. So this very cultured, well-dressed... You appreciate this quite a bit, actually. He's like the first, like, well... Aside from the people at the casino.
Oh, they were a little gaudy, though.
Yeah, a little gaudy. He's not gaudy. He's actually... Yeah, and he's very well-kept, and he looks... as pleasant can be, almost stereotypically Flanders-ish type pleasant. But as soon as he sees you, his face just gets kind of like, I mean, he came to the door and he had that sort of reflexive, you know, I'm greeting a guest to my dinner party sort of look on his face, and he sees you and he's kind of like, all business. And he says, please follow me.
I do so.
And, you know, he just walks out, and there's a one of those bird pond type deals. You know, little pigeons come and fly down, kind of thing.
Bird bath?
Yes, that's the word I was like, bird bath. And he walks up to this thing, and he just kind of like turns it, and it swivels on like a little spindle, and underneath there's a hatch.
Hmm.
And let's see, there's nobody here old enough, but...
Oh. But you're going to soldier on anyway?
I'm going to soldier on anyway. So...
Sorry, we all can't be 130.
It's all right. It is a bomb shelter.
Hmm.
Okay.
I've heard about those.
The concept has not gone away.
I know. It looks like it's sturdy and antiquated, but in really good shape. So he opens up this hatch, and there's like a little ladder that goes down about 10, 12 feet or so. And he just turns back and looks at you and says, the bishop told me that you might be coming. There are provisions down there for basic needs. There should be enough room down there to keep yourselves habitated for as long as you need. And as necessary, you can come back here and stay if need be. I am currently occupied with guests. It would be difficult to explain your presence if you were to come into the house. I would request you do not, unless you absolutely have to. As soon as he starts like telling you things that you can and can't do, he looks a little nervous, but he's trying to be polite.
You should have told us you were having a party. We could have come back some other time.
I was told not to deny you anything.
Is there a better time where we could talk?
They should be all gone around 11:30 or so.
We'll be down here. All right. Join us when you can.
Very well.
No rush, though. I mean, well, sunrise, but
I will be here before then, certainly. Thank you. And he just turns around.
Sir?
Yes?
How do we close the bird bath from inside?
As soon as you close the hatch, there's a crank in there that will...
Thank you.
Yes. And so he goes back inside, and you have a underground bunker.
Nice.
Jeez, what did Galactus tell him? He'd eat Earth if we got offended?
He did seem pretty freaked.
I saw bitches in the joint who were less scared.
Were they you?
That might be your one. That was great.
I'm going down to the fucking shelter.
Okay.
Think about the choices that brought me here.
So as you climb down, so the ladder goes down maybe about 12 feet under the surface of the ground, and essentially what you have is, this is a sizable, this is like for a family kind of thing. It actually extends sort of in your mind's eye into at least one other yard, but property lines have been rewritten so many times since then. But essentially it's, think of like if you took a metal sewer pipe, mm-hmm. an actual like big pipe, or like if you cut it in half, use it for a skate park. But three of those sections pushed up against each other. So you've got about a good 30 feet tube that's, you know, like standing inside of a metro bus, essentially. And there's cots, and there's shelves, and there's a safe, and there's some firearms. I mean, it looks like this place was built for, like, survivalists kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's
are they
also,
modern firearms? Are they 50s firearms?
No, these are modern. No, this is all real. I mean, modern in the sense of within the last 10 years kind of thing. But yes. And there's a cold storage refrigerator. And if you open it up, there is blood in there. No, it's not specified for married people.
Now this is what I'm talking about. This guy knows how to live.
But you could reside in here comfortably. It is Spartan. It's very sort of you know, bunks and military.
I don't imagine we have very many luxuries in our camper.
But the other thing that is interesting, there's also at one end away from these sort of living quarters and kind of thing, there is a map on the wall of Las Vegas with pins and stuff in it at various locations, and a key that is on the side. It has, like, pencil scribbles and things. This is something that is maintained.
Right.
And it has little bits of pieces of information and post-it notes and stuff. And
there's
all types of little reference things and a couple of photographs. And so that's, it's minuscule, but it's almost sort of like a little war room kind of thing. And that is the little base you have set up before you're here.
I go check out the map.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, so the various casinos have either post-its or little strings drawn to them out to a photograph or something.
Sure.
The Venetian has a photograph of Dante. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy. Has a photograph of Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Has a photograph of someone you don't recognize, some other guy. And has a fuzzy photograph you can't quite make out if you hadn't already met the woman.
Right.
So that's there. At the MGM, which is also marked by Dante as one of the Giovanni's places,
yep.
There is a very a picture of a very nebbish-looking, it looks like a rabbi. He's got the long beard, he's got the yarmulke, he's got the glasses. And there's a note underneath that picture that just says Rothstein. But also at Bally's, there's a picture drawn out of another guy with glasses, but he looks like just sort of like middle-aged sort of businessman guy. But it also says Rothstein. There's at the Mirage, you've got a photograph of Freddy, who you've met, a picture of an Indian woman, like from India, who doesn't have a name underneath it, and a question mark. And there's also a picture of a very fuzzy shape, and also a that looks like it might be a person, and there's a question mark underneath that one.
Okay.
And I'll summarize all this in an email.
Yep. You
search for reference. There's a post-it that says Prince Ben. And that's all he's got there. And what else? The Luxor has just a big question mark on it. And what was the other place? Oh, yeah. So off in La La Land, where the rental rest was.
Yeah.
there's a photograph that's... So everything in the photograph is that's fuzzy, like there's a shape of a person. But the only thing visible in the shape of a person is something that is being held, and it is a umbrella with where the handle is a wooden duck head.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath, all it just says is Captain Zapp, and it's over off in the rental rest area.
Hmm.
And there's another post note that says maybe two or three others.
Interesting.
And that's without going into every granular thing I could think of at this point. That's kind of the bulk of it.
What's on the Luxor?
Luxor is a big question mark.
Okay.
Caesar's Palace also has a big question mark.
I checked my 4G.
What do you mean?
The internet.
Oh, yeah, there's Wi-Fi.
Awesome. Let's just live here.
Seems very correct.
All right. So, that's your setup. And you have... Is anybody doing anything?
I check out the guns.
All right, who has firearms, by the way?
Has the skill?
I have a dot. Yes, if you have a dot. I mean, you still make the roll without it, but I'm just curious.
I have many dots in firearms.
Okay. So...
I have a firearm.
If you'd like to check the condition of the firearms.
Yeah, the condition. All right, like, are they well maintained?
Perception plus firearms, difficulty 4.
I did take it off some guys that we killed, so.
Four.
They haven't been cleaned in a while. It looks like they were sort of like store bought and put on the shelf kind of thing. It doesn't look like they've ever actually been used.
Sure.
Or if they have, it's been very light.
Okay.
So
they're like dusty and...
I mean, there's not much dust that can happen down here.
Sure.
But what little there is, yes, there's
sure.
like a slight coating.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, they haven't been actively used. But that also tells you they probably need to have some bullets fired through them to make sure they're still decent, but, you know, that's what the desert's
is. Is there any cleaning or maintenance stuff here?
There's a drawer underneath the sort of gun rack thing that does have sort of, it itself has not been sort of open, but it's got, like, the gun oil and the brushes and all that kind of things.
So. I start cleaning guns.
Okay, that's fine. How many dots of firing do you have again?
3.
Oh, yeah, you know how to strip and clean a gun.
Yes.
Especially the basics. So, you sit in there and the smell of gun oil starts filling up the room if you decide to breathe.
I definitely breathe. Love the smell of it.
So is there anybody aside from the marrying man over here who is super hungry because there is blood?
Yeah.
No?
No, just lost one blood.
Okay.
I'm down 2 right now. I'm going to spend some time looking at the map. I guess I'll go and poke through the bag and see if there's anything.
There's a couple foot lockers that have some various sort of clothing options. I mean, they're very basic stuff, like jeans and t-shirts and things.
Sure, I'll get some on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, change my clothes, because I'm still wearing that shoddy gray suit that I stole from that guy.
Sure. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're still wearing shit. I should have like, docked you a point of appearance for wearing that in front of some of these people. Anyway, so, I mean, there's a lot of the basics set up in here for, you know, and it can't be populated with other things later, but you could conceivably live here long term if you needed to. And it's definitely protected but from the sun, for sure.
Yep. Does the hatch bar from the inside?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Someone could conceivably get in from above if they really worked at it, but it would be tough because this thing was built solid, like military grade,
right,
back in the 50s kind of stuff. So yeah, this was supposed to survive a nuclear blast.
Right. So it's made out of refrigerators.
Exactly. And Indiana Joneses.
That's right.
Yes. And I'm sorry, fedoras.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fedoras and whips.
Yep. That's how the refrigerators are held together.
Yes. My tiny little Indiana Jones fedoras.
And whips.
They're like glue. Okay.
Can we just buy this bomb shelter? Can we buy part of this guy's yacht?
I get the impression we could probably stay here as long as we like. I'm not sure what the boss has on this guy.
Yeah, I don't want him. I want to be nice. I don't want him have us stay here just because he's afraid Galactus is going to eat the planet.
I keep poking through the bag to see if there's any blood.
Blood in there.
You see what I'm saying?
Let me put it this way. There's nothing that says this blood is from a married person. It's just like, this is type O, this is type A, that kind of thing. It's like it was taken from a hospital.
Yeah, but I can draw like a drop from each one and taste,
sure,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm going
through the cupboard. None of them are married.
That's what I'm going to find out.
No, blood supply with your backwash.
He makes a fair point. I shouldn't have been that much of a jerk. Okay, so there's...
Yeah, you should. Fuck Brandon.
No.
No. No granny porn here. Anyway,
yeah, he's not old enough for me.
Not cool. Everything fell off. Okay, so there's... Right,
also,
now there's
first grannies and not grandmas.
Ugh. I don't have the right hat for it. So there's 8 bags of blood. And let's see. Do I actually drive an 8-sided die? Probably not.
There's an 8-sided die.
An 8-sided die for you. Okay. So, of those, this is how many actually have blood you can drink in them.
He's got a thing.
Well, okay, so, the first one you taste, I can drink this.
I look for a Sharpie. I mark it.
Okay.
I put a big F on it.
All right.
Felix, circle.
The next one you taste, I can drink this.
I put a check mark. Next one.
I can drink this.
Check
mark.
Drink all the
all 8 are things you can drink from.
So guys,
what's that?
I call dibs here. This is all supreme stuff that I can.
You can't
I can
call
have.
Dibs
no.
on the entire fucking supply.
We can go to the hospital. Get whatever you guys you
okay,
want.
Okay, that's
but,
fine. You're replacing it. That's fine then.
Sure. What do you just need? A blood bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. This is all good stuff here for me.
That's great.
Yes, but you can't hog all the blood supply.
I don't come upon this kind of stuff ever, all the time. This
How
is...
can you not find loose married women in Vegas?
So you and Ben Grimm got the same fetish then?
Who?
I don't know. Whatever
whatever his name is, Grimgall? Grimagram?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Alexander, the nice man who let us stay here.
Yeah, Grimoire? What's his name?
Grimaldi?
Yeah, Ben Grimm, the thing.
Galactus and Ben Grimm. I see.
I go back to cleaning.
Don't you know we just butcher NPC names?
Yeah. So I keep putting check marks on all the ones that work for me.
Yep, as far as you can tell, your little taste test seemed okay. Nothing tastes like nasty.
Oh, shit, they got divorced. They got divorced, now that blood doesn't taste good anymore.
One bag is...
One bag is 1 point.
I'll take 2.
Okay. So he pops in a high C straw into both of them. There's even a microwave down here if you like your blood warm.
Ooh.
Sure, I'll try that.
All right, so you now have warm blood.
Yay.
Unless you put it in there too long and like it's all like cakey and like fried.
Then you get blood cake.
Yes, that's what you get.
Yeah. No.
Exactly. Oh. It's like an easy bake oven.
Yeah.
It's like a hot light bulb and suddenly, oh, blood cake.
Yep.
We should go out and get some hot pockets. I know I'll throw them up, but that's what I used to do anyway.
Hot pockets!
I thought it was the other way.
All right, so Ross is going to call it because my brain is starting to fall a little bit.
Okay. Oh, like text Vedder our address.
Sure. Any Vedder?
That's right.
Okay. If there's any other incidental things that you would like to do or think of in the short term, let me know now or we can mail our emails. So let's do our, as we used to call in the other game, post-mortem. So everybody gets 1 XP for showing up to game.
And don't we also get 1 XP for the homework?
Yes, if you didn't already add on the 1 XP from the free homework because Evan's daughter is too cute for being on the
No, we should all get it, but Evan.
Please. Penalizing for parenting, I like it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to penalize Evan for taking care of his child.
He shouldn't want to come.
Wow!
Just say it. There's enough kids.
Wow!
There are enough kids in the world.
He only has the one.
Yes, but there's enough in the world.
That's true. Eventually.
Yes. This whole line of conversation is terrible.
All right. Okay. Moving on. The Boston accent is a raging alcoholic thing.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. So one for Nick. The chain gang one-liner was pretty good. So I got to give that to Georgie. Actually, everybody did something pretty cool tonight, one way or the other, conversationally or just roleplay wise. Between leaving the body next to the bathroom. We really got to train you out of that, dude. We really do. And your impatience, I'm driving angry now.
Yeah.
I'm driving here. I'm doing this. That kept it. And also just not waking up was kind of hilarious.
That was really good.
I mean, I got 2 successes and 2 ones. I got 2 successes and I got 2 ones.
You
that was easily the best roleplay I've employed in.
Yeah, that was roleplay for sure. All right, so everybody gets
respect for that.
Everybody gets 3. 2 XP for that. If you want to spend them now or before the next game starts, that's fine.
So it's 3 total, right? Homework tonight, showing
homework
up,
tonight and being awesome. Across the board being awesome.
Yep, okay.
Okay. So now... So I'm going to take what was last week's homework and jump it ahead to this week. So it's essentially the same thing. Given the circumstances that are now... it seems like gaining that chapel in some ways is one of Felix's goals.
Yes, it is.
I mean, long term or otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Does anybody off the cuff of right now have anything that comes to mind that I can start stewing in my brain for?
Sam's going to go kill the New England Knight.
Ah, yes. You got that fight coming up in a couple days.
That's a thing that's going to happen.
Okay. All right.
I got to get some comic books, and I'm going to go see that magic show about the guy who killed Jesus.
All right. Georgie.
I'm probably just going to try to get information about the lay of land.
Ah, that is a sensible idea.
Fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. Who wants to be sensible? Okay. So...
I feel like we're kind of, like...
So these being hooks for the future is good, but clearly the next step is dude has to come back down here and talk to us, right?
Yes, yeah.
Like, that's the next actual thing that happens, yeah. Okay.
And that is the next thing that I have to sort of plan out for.
Yep.
I have to figure out what he knows and what he will say and that kind of thing.
Yep.
But a lot of it's going to be like, well, what do you ask him versus what does he know? I will... If you're going to be looking at the... So how will you be looking at the lay of the land, so to speak?
I mean, I guess I haven't really figured that
out. Okay, all right. So what I will do over the week is I will send out sort of a checklist of the bits and pieces of information associated on the map. If there's something that is either in between the lines or something there that would be reasonable for me to throw in there that I didn't think of or something, then, you know, just feel free to ask. But I'll give you whatever I can off of what I've already established, plus whatever else I've come up with. I'm trying to think if there's anything else before we wrap it up. I don't think so. But yeah, so summary, just sort of given the circumstances, what are your initial intentions? And or how do you plan to go about them, or I don't know. Yeah. But Brandon, starting this week probably offline, I'm going to start talking to you about setting up some kind of sermon / ritual for doing the next Baldur, which may or may not come up next session, depending on how many days pass between events.
Okay.
But the next full moon is coming up pretty quick.
Okay.
I'll refer to the book and I'll keep that a conversation with you, and then when the time comes I will re-roll everybody's ratings and we'll see how much you love or hate each other after that. Gotcha. Otherwise, that is the show. Thank you very much. Goodbye, everybody.